For more information, visit aad.org.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The president jawbones on domestic surveillance.
This is a top priority. It is urgent.
Rupert Murdoch's won his publishing prize.
The magic of the Wall Street Journal is its integrity.
And another look at the Pat Tillman cover-up.
The results were a calamity for the Army.
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, the president has done some arm-twisting over breakfast, trying to convince congressional leaders to back a new domestic surveillance measure. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, it is an all-out push for a revised law allowing warrantless monitoring of international phone calls and email.
It is urgent. You've got to streamline the system so that people can operate quickly on the basis of information so they can protect American lives.
Spokesman Tony Snow there calling quick passage a top priority, but some lawmakers may have other ideas. Following a letter from Spy Chief Mike McConnell, he says the effort went beyond the original terror surveillance program. That letter is seen as a defense of embattled Attorney General Gonzalez. Congressional critics question Gonzalez's truthfulness during testimony on internal debate on the program. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, all the bobbing and weaving in the boardrooms is over. Media titan Rupert Murdoch has won control of the company that publishes the Wall Street Journal. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
News Corp is buying Dow Jones and Company for $5 billion from the Bancroft family, owners for decades.
It was just too rich a deal to resist.
Mark Fitzgerald of Editor and Publisher. The centerpiece is the venerable Wall Street Journal. Former editor Caleb Solomon.
It has such credibility that when the Journal writes a story, you believe it.
The question is, will that change?
Today on Fox and Friends.
With the force behind Fox News now in charge, Steve Yount wonders he's with a Journal labor union.
A sale to News Corp could mean that there's going to be half-naked stockbrokers on page 3.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan, CBS News.
New political strains are showing in Iraq. The government of Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is suffering its severest test with the announcement that the main Sunni Arab bloc is quitting, pulling its ministers from the cabinet. In the latest violence, at least 70 people have been killed by two bomb blasts in Baghdad. Dozens more have been wounded in the attacks. Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld leads a parade of witnesses today as a House panel takes a closer look at the friendly fire death of football player turned Army Ranger Pat Tillman.
The House Oversight Committee has been running its own investigation of the Tillman affair, which included a dramatic hearing earlier at which an eyewitness to Tillman's death said he was ordered not to tell anyone what really happened, including Tillman's brother, who is also an Army Ranger in Afghanistan.
To further exploit Pat's death, he was awarded the Silver Star for valor. There was one small problem with the narrative, however. It was utter fiction.
Today, the committee will be grilling some of the top military brass who may have known about the cover-up. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
For military personnel, the fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq is harrowing enough, but it's also taking a growing toll on their children. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has the details from Washington.
Sally Hines, military mom.
My husband is U.S. Army Special Forces.
Deployed constantly.
3 times in Afghanistan and 3 times to Iraq.
And with 2 young daughters.
It's hard. You try to be the best mother when the father is not here.
Abuse and neglect of military kids has jumped 42% during deployments, says researcher Deborah Gibbs in the Journal of the American Medical Association. The parents' age, race, military base didn't matter.
We found the same increase during soldier deployments for all kinds of military families.
The Defense Department commissioned this study with an eye toward improving family services. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Shocking crimes in 2 states. In the well-to-do Dallas suburb of Flower Mound, police say Andrea Roberts has murdered her 2 children and husband in their sleep before shooting herself to death. Dottie Durham lives in the neighborhood.
How do you explain something like this to your children?
And in Delhi Township, Ohio, authorities are probing the deaths of...
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Suicide. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
The triple deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The prosecutor says a former University of Northern Colorado backup punter accused of stabbing the starter just couldn't handle being inferior.
Within a few weeks, it became obvious to the other players on the team. It became obvious to the coaches that Rafael Mendoza was by far the better punt.
The Weld County DA making his opening statements in the trial of Mitch Cozad, which continues today in Greeley. He's charged with attempted murder one in an attack last September on Rafael Mendoza outside Mendoza's apartment. State Education Commissioner now appointing a deputy commissioner to figure out why scores on the Colorado Student Achievement Program, or CSAP, are stagnating. Educators say the latest test results show a lot of kids are struggling after years of improvement. And a new law that goes into effect Friday allows workers to sue their employers over discrimination based on sexual orientation and religion. Laws among more than 100 going into effect that day. Others allow gay couples to adopt kids and impose bigger fines on big rig truckers who don't chain up in bad weather. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, John. Good morning. A great start to the morning drive. All of our overnight construction wrapped up. No major snags. I-25 has excellent conditions through the tech center, as does the bridges. And C-470 through Littleton and Highlands Ranch doing well. Southbound 25 just filling in through Thornton and North Glen. Eastbound 270 heavy across Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with isolated showers, a high of 90. Tonight that cool front moves in. We'll get cooler temperatures, cloudy.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
All right, anyway. It's good to have you along this morning. Some mornings you come in here and there's nothing out there to talk about, really. And then other mornings you come in here and there's more to talk about than we possibly have room to squeeze in. And I was really going to do something else this hour, but I really, really have to talk about this. I really have to just let you hear this. And I really have to say something about this. Dick Cheney does not do that many interviews. So he does an interview with Larry King. And Larry is known in the business. And I've been aware of him since he did talk radio in Miami. But Larry's not known as a tough interrogator. And I have to be honest with you, and I have to tell you that I didn't watch the interview, nor did I hear the whole thing. But we have this little sound clip of Dick Cheney, and it's priceless. And I have to play it for you, and I got to say something. And if you don't have anything to say about this, and for a lot of you, you're just getting up and, you know, getting rolling here. If you don't have a lot to say about this, fine, I'll move on to something else. But I was thinking before we got on the air, I just can't not say something about this. So here's a little excerpt of Dick Cheney at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6. A little excerpt of Dick Cheney with Larry King talking about one of the vice president's favorite topics, which is Iraq.
I think it's going to show that we will have made significant progress. The reports I'm hearing from people whose views I respect indicate that indeed the Petraeus plan is in fact producing results.
Okay, let's step back and look at this for a second. Now, he very well could be right. Deaths in Iraq of American troops have dropped this last month of July. Now, lowest in 07, but they haven't dropped for the Iraqis, but they've dropped for us. So what he's saying is, that could very well be true. However, you have to balance it off against this. And I don't care whether you are left wing, right wing, no wing, Democrat, Republican, Green Party, Independent, Socialist Workers Party, where if we get into power, we'll party and you'll work, Libertarian, whatever your position is politically. It doesn't make any difference. Since this whole thing has been going on in Iraq, has anything that the vice president said about the situation turned out to be true. Any of it. Now, maybe there's something out there and I don't know what it is. So if you've got it, let me know. 303-713-7600. But has anything? And even if you're conservative, which we don't get a lot of conservative listeners and callers, and it's unfortunate because that's the way talk radio is divided up these days, and it's not as much fun, and it's more of a drag than it used to be. But even if you're conservative, I need enlightenment. Tell me something that Dick Cheney has said that has turned out to be true. What's that? Is that a Rod Stewart song, Reason to Believe? Because that's what I need. That's what I need from Dick Cheney. I need a reason to believe. And I don't have one. Yeah, play a little bit of that Rod Stewart song. Yeah, an ode to Dick Cheney. On Wednesday morning at 6:15, 15 after 6, Mr. Vice President, we just need a reason to believe.
If I listen long enough to you, I find a way to believe that it's all true.
I think it's going to show that we will have made significant progress. The reports I'm hearing from people whose views I respect indicate that indeed the Petraeus plan is in fact producing results.
Now, I just need a reason to believe. And I hesitated to even put this on this morning. And one of the reasons why I hesitated is because I don't think that the American public, I don't know, but I don't think that the American public, I don't think they listen to Dick Cheney anymore. I don't think they listen to the administration anymore. I think it all goes like in one ear and out the other because they've heard so much BS about tipping points and all of this stuff. I mean, what has the guy been right about? Anything? No, nothing. Now, look, if this were a Democrat, and the Democrat had the same record, I mean, I'd say the same thing. I mean, it's interesting some of the emails that I get, and some of these right-wing blogs, they'll write about you, and they'll put down things like, well, I know what your motive is, and blah, 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 and on, and you're partisan. Well, yeah, of course I'm partisan. But, hey, so is everybody else on the dial. I mean, we're all opinionated. But for God's sakes, there are some standards of truth here. And this guy just doesn't possess any. I mean, he's got no track record. I mean, would you take Dick Cheney to a dog track? Would you take Dick Cheney to the horse races? Would you go to the sports book window in Vegas on Dick Cheney? How about play the stock market? Well, he's got inside information, so that might work. Let me go to Dana in Fort Collins. Dana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, of course, none of them have told the truth about anything. That's, we know. I am having a very, very bad feeling about this whole September deadline report of Petraeus's. They know that they have everything riding on that report. Their Republican people have already announced, many of them, if that report is bad, we're bailing. You're done. We're voting to get out. And I have a very bad feeling that they have informed Petraeus that if the report is not good, you're gone, just like all the people before him.
If you say something that
they don't like, you're gone. You're done. I mean, they've done it time and time again. And I've just got a bad feeling that this is what they've done with him because their whole thing rides on the September deadline and this report. And I have a feeling they already know what it's going to say because they've told him what it's going to say. And That's why Cheney is saying that.
Well, you don't give the answer they like. You usually end up on the unemployment line. But here's a question I have about this whole thing. Well, I got a couple of questions about it. But one of them is, do you think anybody listens to this guy anymore?
Well,
I mean, does anybody really care what he thinks or says?
I think that there is a certain core that believe everything they say, just like mindless little puppets, and that will never change. I think, I don't know about what everybody else thinks. Here's what I think. Every time they say something, I believe the total opposite, because that is what has happened their entire administration. Everything they say is exactly opposite of whatever they're saying.
Yeah, well, it never plays out.
And I know immediately when they're saying something, what are they really saying? What are they really trying to do? What is it that they're really, you know, really, really saying? And what's really going to happen, or what's really the truth?
In other words, what's their motive?
Right. And that's why when I heard this, I said, you know what's really happening? They have already told him what that report is saying,
I think they know
what it's going to say, because they've told him, if you don't say what we tell you, you're done. And
yeah,
he knows it.
I think that could
they
be.
Have, Jay, they have everything writing on this report, because how many people of Republican side are getting ready? They've already had publicly announced, we're bailing if this report is bad.
Yeah. Well, they've proven that in the past, that they've done stuff to people who haven't gone along with what they've said. But still... I go back to what I said originally. I mean, does anybody really listen to this guy? No, I don't think anybody really does. I think the majority of America doesn't believe anymore.
The only thing I
have to cite is polls, but then of course, you know, I run across conservatives who will tell me that those polls are meaningless. I would just love to get one conservative, just one.
To call up and
give me something that Dick Cheney has ever said that has turned out to be right. What? On anything. What is
it? Well, you know, right in their mind would be maybe different than right in everyone else's mind.
I'm talking about right about something. Like, for instance, right about the dead enders. Right about all the other predictions that he's made about the war or about anything else going on. He hasn't turned out to be right about anything. What has he been right about?
Oh, he hasn't been. He has been right about nothing. But I guarantee you there will be a Republican out there, Jay, that would call you. And, in fact, I know a Republican that still swears they found weapons of mass destruction. So that's how uninformed they are.
Well, that's right. And the weapons are in Syria. Dana, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Have a good day. All right. Any conservatives? Do I have any takers? 303-713-7600. Anybody? Ferris? No, it's Bueller. Bueller? Anybody? Any conservatives? Really, I'm interested. I don't want to pick a fight. I just really want to know. I want to know if the Dicksters ever been right about anything.
Yeah.
Funky. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a call coming in from Dick Wadhams? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't think so. 23 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee.
Ready at Advance.
See store for details.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
24 minutes after 6 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos wants to remind you the Adams County Fair is going on now. Actually, it starts today through Sunday at the Adams County Regional Park. Visit AdamsCountyFair.com for dates and times on events like the 4-H show and all kinds of exhibits and all kinds of commercial exhibits and the Children's Pavilion and the Petting Zoo and rodeos and tractor pulls and demolition derbies. I once drove in a demolition derby, and man, that was a wild experience. I'm not so sure I could do it again, but I love watching them. Carnival rides and a whole lot more. And Sunday is Rocky's Auto Day at the fair, and all the carnival rides are just $1. So bundle up the kids, your family, and your friends, and get on out to Rocky's and take advantage of the carnival rides, which are just a buck. To get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on 120th. And follow the Adams County signs. You can meet Shaggy and Officer Odell. Plus, I'm going to be out there, too, and I'll be there with them on Saturday between noon and 4. So spin the prize wheel, win some great prizes. No purchase necessary. Come out. We'll lay a couple eyeballs on each other, and we can sit around and visit and have a good time. That's all going on at the Adams County Fair. That's coming up this Saturday between noon and 4. I'll be there with the gang from Rockies. And for great deals, with matching down incentives, see my friends at Rockies, 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Rockies is the home to the largest selection of clean late model, previously on trucks, minivans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Juan, Adolf, all of the folks working at Rockies will take care of you. I'll see you Sunday. I'm sorry, not Sunday, Saturday. I'll see you Saturday at the Adams County Fair. That's noon until 4. Come on by and say hello.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
There are always things in war that happen that nobody anticipated. Surprises. Things that don't go exactly as planned. That's the nature of warfare. But that doesn't mean the strategy isn't the correct strategy. That the objective isn't the right objective.
Now, see, when I hear that from Dick Cheney, I always want to ask, well, Dickster, how would you know? You're never in war. How would you know? 27 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, slight chance of thunderstorms, high today, 92. Trolling the vast radio spectrum here, waiting for some conservative to call up, and tell me one thing that Dick Cheney's been right about. Anything? 303-713-7600. Has he been right about anything? Like, do you believe him when he says that when this report on Iraq comes back in September, and today is August the 1st, so we're now 1 month away from this, that it's going to show significant progress? Maybe he's right. I mean, after all, American casualties are to its lowest, their lowest points in a long time, this last month of July, but this guy has a habit of saying things, and he has a habit of always turning up to be wrong. Let's go to Deb in Loveland. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was told I have to speak about something that Dick Cheney has said that he's been right about, and I guess in his very twisted mind, but that was George Bush that said money trumps peace, and that would only be in terms of their stocks, which have been rising beautifully on oil.
Talking about predictions. In other words, I'm talking about anything basically that this guy has said regarding Iraq. Did any of this stuff ever turn out that he said to be true? I mean, I don't know of anything that's come out on the wash.
He's lied. So if not, lies aren't truth, and he hasn't spoken the truth. I wanted to speak, it's his administration that praised Pat Tillman to the hilt for dying, defending his country against enemy fire. Well, then that enemy fire later turned out to be free. And I found out that the bullet he took was not to his body. It, you know, our soldiers are trained to shoot for the body mass. It was straight to the head from a distance.
Well, he died. He died. Yeah, he died from friendly fire. And
no, but they said, they were saying from a distance of 10 yards and to the head, three bullets.
Yeah, okay, but he died of friendly fire.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, that's, I mean, do we agree on that he died of friendly fire?
You know, I don't know what you call friendly fire when it's
okay,
murder.
Do you know what they call friendly fire? What they call friendly fire is when you're shot by your own troops.
Yeah, he was shot by his own troops.
Okay, that's dying of friendly fire. So we agree on that he died of friendly fire.
But bullets to the head, that would be murder. That would not be an
accident. It's classified as friendly fire.
Yeah, it's
you cannot call it murder until they investigate it and until they figure out that it's murder. But what they told the American people is that he died valiantly defending his position and his comrades, when what it turns out to be is that he died from friendly fire and they attempted to cover up the death.
That's right. They burned his uniform. And they didn't say anything about it. Was hope he'll be able to check that out.
Okay, thank you for the call. Thirty-one minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, anything that. I'm looking for any conservative here at 303-713-7600 who wishes to get on the air. And I don't fight with you, but I just want to hear where you're coming from. And defend Dick Cheney. In other words, that when Dick Cheney says something, do we have that cut? I want to play that cut again. Him talking about the September report.
I think it's going to show that we will have made significant progress. The reports I'm hearing from people whose views I respect indicate that indeed the Petraeus plan is in fact producing results.
Okay, do you believe that? Now, he could possibly be right, but his record runs against him being right. But you know what they say. Even a broke watch tells the time twice, right twice a day. But I would love to have a conservative call up and tell me. What has Dick Cheney been right about? Although I understand, I maintain, even if you are conservative, I maintain if you're conservative, if you're in the middle, and it doesn't make any difference where you are politically, socially, or whatever, there are some things you can't quibble with. The sky's blue, at least for the time being. Dick Cheney doesn't get many things right. So, like, how he doesn't get anything right, as far as I know. All right, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina.
Good morning.
You don't want to take up the mantle of defending the vice president now, do you?
Probably not.
Because you can't give me anything. Because nothing he's ever said is true. It's never turned out to be right.
I don't like absolutes, but.
Well, either you have a track record or you don't. Like, in other words, let me see if I can give an example of this. Okay, it'd be, you know, it's like so-and-so is a great athlete. That is a great baseball pitcher. But then somebody comes forward and says, yeah, but wait a minute, look at his statistics. They're not so hot. He's one of those kinds of things.
I see your point.
Like Danica Patrick is a great driver, but if that's the case, how come, like, the highest she'll do is third, but most of the time she comes in like 10th, 11th, or 12th? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so this guy, I mean, nothing he has said here has been right. And I'm just looking for some conservative, somebody who supports him, to come on the show. I mean, I'll argue with them, but I just want to... And they could even come on and say, look, you know, I don't think anything he said is right. I mean, I disagree with him. But, I mean, the facts are the facts. And maybe he has said something that's turned out to be right. And maybe I've overlooked it. And I don't see it. And that's good. I'd like to be corrected. But I don't see where anything that he's done or any comments he's made specifically about Iraq have turned out to be true.
Oh, he's been so vilified by the left. He's like this, you know, characterization. You know, he's just like a character. I don't think if he did anything right that... I don't know that you would... Would you really say?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's been vilified. I think he looks villainous because he... Everything that's going on, and there's so much going on, a lot of it leads to his door. Like, for instance, here's an example. I think most people who have ever had any kind of a history class or any class about government in the United States would concede the fact that the presidency and the vice presidency are the executive branch. Would you agree there?
Yes.
Okay. But then he tries to make the argument that the vice president is not part of the executive branch. But then he turns around and makes the argument that the vice presidency is part of the executive branch because he wants executive privilege. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's robbing it. You know, in other words, he's his own worst enemy. I don't think any of us have to, those of us who sit on the left or sometimes sit partially in the middle like I do on some things, I don't think we have to vilify him. I think he does it for himself by making absurd statements. For instance, do you think that people right, left, in the middle, do you think that they believe that Alberto Gonzalez is a good attorney general? I don't think they do. And I think there's a growing number of Republicans who don't think that he is. But Dick Cheney says, oh, you know, I support Al.
I don't think he's been a terrible vice president, as he's been characterized. Terrible, villainous, evil person.
All right, well, then if we're all wrong and we're laboring with a misconception, then what has he done that's been correct?
What I'm saying is that you may be right to some degree about that, but it just... I would just like to hear a more balanced view from the left, that he's done some good things and he's done some bad things.
All right, but what good things has he done?
I just feel like he has been a strong vice president.
Well, that's not a good... You know, being a strong vice president is not a good thing. I mean, there are people who are strong leaders, but they're misguided. I mean, what good positive things has he done? See, that's what I'm saying. In other words, he has no track record. So it's like...
Well, I would say things that you wouldn't agree with anyway. You
wouldn't. Well, all right. Well,
if I said I believe, I like the fact that he's been strong on the war on terror. I feel secure with him. You won't like that I say that, so.
Well, I think you have a right to believe that. I think you have a right to say that. I would only counter it by saying that if that's true, then what were all the intelligence estimates that were out 2 and 3 weeks ago about how Al-Qaeda is stronger now than they've ever been? And the terror incidents around the world are up.
Well, I don't think that's our fault. That may be, but
it's not our fault that Al-Qaeda is stronger.
Well, no. How could I don't know?
Well,
I think that we've done everything we could to fight
really
the war on
think
terror.
So? Well,
I think so.
Okay. Well, does the name Osama bin Laden ring a bell?
Yeah.
Well, is he dead or is he in jail?
Yeah, he's been running around for years, okay, even when the Democrats were
Oh, yeah, but
in
wait a
office,
minute. Wait
so.
A minute, though. He had a right to run around years ago because he never did anything to the United States. And we did try to hunt him. And I've
okay.
had Michael Schroyer on here tons of times who will tell you. And I'm not going to defend efforts in the past to get him, but we're dealing now with the present, and we went to Afghanistan to get him, and I'm asking you, did we get him or didn't we?
I'm just saying we haven't gotten him. In
no,
all these
and
years.
Why is that?
Okay, but that's not just the fault of this administration.
Well, wait a minute. But 9/11 happened with this administration, so if we didn't get him,
but they
whose
knew
fault
he was a,
if,
they knew he was a threat long before 9/11.
Well, then when they came into office, why didn't they try to get him?
I'm just saying that I don't think I don't agree about pointing fingers to either the Democrats or the Republicans. I think both tried. And we just, for whatever reason, we haven't gotten him.
For whatever reason?
I think we've tried.
Yeah, like we tried at Tora Bora?
What I'm saying is, come on, Jay, be fair, though. It's not like
fair.
We're not looking for him.
I am being fair. I am being fair. You know what it amounts to? What it amounts to is, look, I'm not responsible for what Bill Press does when he's on before me. Now, if he does something bad, or Tom Hartman does something bad after I get off the radio, management can't call me in and say, well, you know, you and Gina did it. Or you and Gina tried to do it, or whatever. I'm in here now. So what happens between 6:05? Well, I left out the Osgood report. Okay, so what happens between 6:09? Wish they would leave out the Osgood report. What happens between 6:09 and 10 o'clock this morning is my responsibility. Therefore, like Harry Truman used to say, the buck stops here.
I hear you, and
so
I agree with that.
So when he became the vice president, and when George W. Bush became the president, then all of the responsibilities of that office, those two offices, were handed off to them. Now, can you honestly tell me, and if you believe this to be so, that's fine, but can you honestly tell me that they have fulfilled their obligations?
I don't think it's been a perfect administration at all. I think there have been some major flaws, major issues. I don't agree with everything. I'm just saying that give them E for effort. I mean, just give them, you know, they have tried. It's not just totally the president and the vice president's responsibility for catching Osama. There are, you know, units that are responsible for going out and trying to do that.
Yeah.
Everybody's responsible. So now are we going to blame, you know, the special forces units that are looking for him? Is it their fault?
We're going to blame the people who are in management, which happens in any situation. And the people who are in management are those two individuals. And the threat was clearly in Afghanistan, but somehow we ended up in Baghdad. All right.
Okay.
6:41 minutes after the hour. And just remember, Mohammed Atta did talk to an Iraqi representative in Prague. The vice president's sure of that. Even though the cell phone records of Mohammed Atta indicate that he was in San Diego. What does the traffic look like?
Easy. Where it's just bunching up as usual, southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. A lot of traffic heading into downtown, of course, on that southbound side. 38th to Spear. Your westbound lanes of I-76 starting to jam up approaching your I-25 merge. But looks like we have no major problems on or off the highway. Weather outlook.
Get the good stuff. Did you know the hot temperatures of summer can be tougher on your car's battery than the cold? That's true. That's why now's a great time to put a NAPA battery under your hood. Like everything that carries the NAPA name, NAPA batteries are manufactured to the highest industry standards, with sizes to fit cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, tractors, and more. Replace your old battery today with a tough, dependable NAPA battery. NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Honey,
mm-hmm.
Were you able to get that set-in grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna...
Frustrated with set-in stains? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So, where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
That insane? Shout it out with Shout Advance, S.C. Johnson Family Company.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow. She looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her
face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It diminishes the appearance of wrinkles, tightens skin, and frown lines. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with the free trial of Hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-400-6078. That's 1-800-400-6078. 1-800-400-6078.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 6:45, 45 minutes past the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 92. 303-713-7600. And I'm just looking for a conservative or anybody to defend Dick Cheney. And let me go to Justin in Boulder. Justin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey there, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm all right.
I haven't called you for a while. First of all, let me say that I think that you're going to be hard-pressed to find somebody who's going to agree with you here. I'm conservative. And I do agree with the war. I'll start that as my preface. I think the world's a better place without Saddam, and I think the world owes us a favor because we did this. And let me also point out that if you want to blame management, Jay, let's look at what President Clinton did to fight terrorism. I mean, it's all blossomed under his belt. And he did a few things. He did, I think, like Desert Fox, you know, shot about 60 missiles or but I don't think that...
When he did that, what happened?
It had hardly any effect.
Well, yeah, but who started screaming? Remember the old wag the dog thing?
Yeah.
A lot of conservatives.
Well, see, and then now it's going the exact opposite way. We could say the president was a little overzealous by just storming into Iraq. I don't know if I agree with his technique there. What I would have done, you know, is definitely gone slower. But then again, if you go very slow, you give Saddam all the time to entrench his forces. I mean, who knows that Saddam wasn't the one that, you know, maybe he knew he had no chance to beat us. And so he thought, you know what, I'm going to make sure these guys stay here for 20 years with all this sectarian violence. And maybe he purposely divided the government right before we got there. Several months.
No, that's not, you know what, first of all, that's, if you look at the history of the country, that's not what happened. Those divisions have been there forever.
Well, you're right.
Long time. The only difference is that Saddam Hussein had a rule. And the rule was that if anybody did any killing here, it was going to be me, not
exactly.
You.
Yeah.
And if you did it, and I caught you doing it, then you were going to pay, your family was going to pay, and
your whole village was going to pay.
Yeah, anybody who was associated with you were going to pay. Now, do I think that... You know, he was a great guy. No, but I see that as being a straw dog argument. Because there are a lot of people on this planet that run countries that are not good people, and we don't go after all of them.
Hey, that, you're 100% right.
Listen to you. Now you got to give me a little bit of courtesy here.
Sure.
Okay? All right. And the thing is, there was no reason for us to go to Iraq other than these guys wanted to go. They talked about it before they ever got into office. And it's pretty well known now, if you take a good hard look at all of the facts, that they did not tell us the truth about this. Not only that, but you're dealing with a group of people who didn't know a Shiite from a Sunni and put no planning into this and have no planning and never had any planning on how to get out of it. So the end result is we're stuck in this quagmire. Now, Clinton versus Bush. Yeah, Clinton made his share of mistakes. There's no question about it. I am not a 100% or 150% Bill Clinton fan. And I never have claimed to be and I never will be. And he did things that were wrong. No question about it. But at some point, he moves out of the picture, and we end up getting new leadership. And the new leadership that came in then takes the helm of the responsibility. And the new leadership that came in, okay, never finished the job in Afghanistan, never got bin Laden. And I'll go back to my original premise about Dick Cheney, that Dick Cheney has never, from day one, in any of this, ever told us the truth. In fact, he's been caught on tape lying on numerous occasions. And the Muhammad Atta statement is probably the best one of all time, where he made that statement. He made it on NBC's Meet the Press. Then he turns around on CNBC, like 9 months later, a year later maybe, denies he ever made the statement. But they've got him. They've got him on tape.
Well, Jay, let me say a couple of things real quick. Number one, I've never been a fan of Dick Cheney. I never really liked the guy Bush. I liked him a lot more before than I do now, but still, let's say that we had to start somewhere, Jay. You said that you pointed out that there was, let's say, hundreds of these tyrannical dictators. We had to start somewhere, and let's at least start somewhere where number one
is
economically feasible.
No, you don't. You know what? You don't start somewhere unless you're prepared. Unless you're prepared to reap what you sow, and it is not up to us to turn around to other sovereign states and dictate to them what they will and will not do. Unless unless we're prepared to get the same dictation back, and we're not. That's number one. And number two, the main threat against this country is Islamic radical terrorism. So the idea is you hunt those folks down and you kill them. Saddam Hussein doesn't fit into that category. Justin, I got to run. Thanks, man.
All right.
6:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Traffic now on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Excellent shape around the metro area. We're just starting to see those eastbound routes getting a little heavy now. 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, usual delays there from Sheridan toward I-25. Eastbound 270 stacking up from I-76 to Vasquez. But we're all good on the turnpike, not seeing any delays there east or westbound. Weather outlook today looks like we'll have partly cloudy skies, isolated showers, high of 90. Tonight, cloudy skies moving in, rain showers that will be with us through the evening and into the overnight.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss out on your 2-for-1 club-level seats at the next Rockies home game.
A way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. Rest Aid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of Rest Aid, call now. 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of Rest Aid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call. Call now, 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
Are you a gearhead? Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Open a Wells Fargo checking account with free account alerts today. There are alerts sent to your email or mobile device to let you know about things, like when your balance is low or when a credit card payment is due. Seize your someday. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
6:54, 54 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Slight chance of thunderstorms and a high today of 92. I bet you didn't know that Congressman Tom Tancredo is a humanitarian. We'll find out how humanitarian he is coming up in the next hour. Right now, though, we're talking about Dick Cheney. Should we slide that quote in real quick? As I ask you a question about it, is anything Dick Cheney ever said turned out to be true? Here's his latest deal.
I think it's going to show that we will have made significant progress. The reports I'm hearing from people whose views I respect indicate that indeed the Petraeus plan is in fact producing results.
All right, maybe he's right, but his track record indicates that he doesn't get many things right. Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
I think this thing with Cheney, one of the things that wasn't played was the during that course of that interview was the quote that he had about Senator Clinton and her dust up with Edelman.
Oh, yeah, he supports Edelman and says that he thought it was a great letter.
I know. I told John when he screamed, you know, when he screamed me for the call, that the reason I was calling in was would Cheney want to ask Pat Tillman's mom, would Cheney want to tell Pat Tillman's mom what he said, that all things in war don't go as you plan? And
I don't think he'd want to, and he doesn't have to, and these guys never have to. They don't go to any funerals. So who are they going to talk to? They occasionally have photo ops, and they might have a few words. But they really don't. They don't have any clue. They don't know. They're insulated.
I will tell you this, though. Even though I don't believe that they think this is that big a deal, I think that the Pat Tillman thing, if it continues to gain steam, is what is going to bring them down in 08. I really do believe that, because this is huge.
Well, that's why they're going to try to claim executive privilege and sit on it.
I know, I think this is huge, and the Democrats, I believe, are doing the right thing in tightening the noose ever so slowly. But they are fighting. I don't care what anybody says. The mainstream press is leaning what we used to consider to be right. They may call themselves centrist now, and the Brookings Institution is anything other than centrist. They are very right. There's those three. I think you'd know more about this than I do, but I think in the old days, the Brookings Institution was considered the more centrist, with American Enterprise Institute a little bit more right, and then the Heritage way to the right.
But yeah, they used to be considered pretty much a centrist organization, and they do have some liberal and some centrist people working there, but they've also got a lot of right-wing people working there, and the most common now, the ones that you're hearing the most about now, are this guy O'Hanlon and the other gentleman whose name escapes me, who the media won't tell the truth on about that. That O'Hanlon, these guys were somehow critics of the war. When you go back and look at their early writings, and they were, like a two-man cheerleading section. Eric, thanks, man.
See ya.
All right, appreciate it. Coming up, Tom Tancredo, the great humanitarian, and, by the way, I should say, excellent public health advocate. Really, you'll see.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Some women stick needles into their face to look younger.
Ouch.
Other women get fancy treatments that cost hundreds of dollars.
Ouch.
Here's something that should make you feel better. You can look years younger without painful injections, harsh chemicals, or expensive treatments. All you need is Dermatage. It's a revolutionary new skincare system using the latest technology to help reduce the appearance of wrinkles and fine lines in just minutes. See for yourself. Try it free for 2 weeks just for calling 1-800-400-7618. Dermatologist tested Dermatage increases skin firmness and hydration and helps boost your natural collagen production to give you smoother, younger-looking skin in just minutes. With your first application of Dermatage, you'll see visible changes in your skin, an immediate improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, and a healthy, dewy glow. Say goodbye to your wrinkles today and take years off your appearance for free. Call within the next 15 minutes for your risk-free trial of Dermatage at 1-800-400-7618. That's 1-800-400-7618. 1-800-400-7618.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Breakfast at the White House, table talk about domestic surveillance. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, did it produce a meeting of the minds?
Well, Frank, it's a Washington work in progress here as Congress ponders the president's request for a new wiretap law.
I think there's a bipartisan agreement that it needs to be done, and that it needs to be done this week in order to protect us here at home.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell following breakfast with the president. Democrats want court supervision of eavesdropping on certain international communications, and the whole issue could be complicated by the separate debate over whether Attorney General Gonzalez told the truth when he was questioned about the administration's internal discussions on the original terror surveillance program, Frank.
Four more American soldiers have been killed in action in Iraq, where dozens of civilians have died at the hands of suicide bombers.
A fuel tanker packed with explosives was detonated in the middle of a line of cars waiting to get gasoline at a gas station in central Baghdad today. The death toll is now up to at least 50, with another 60 wounded. It was in the Mansour district, which is normally considered, or has been for some time now, quite safe.
CBS's Alan Pizzi tells us another bombing claimed 20 lives. Here at home, the House is taking a fresh look at the Pat Tillman-friendly fire death. CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
A House committee whose investigation helped spur the Pentagon to act on the Tillman affair is holding another hearing this morning to question former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the top military commanders at the time, including General Richard Myers, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Three other retired generals are on the witness list, including the former Special Forces commander, formally reprimanded yesterday for covering up the truth of how Tillman died.
Afghan forces have launched an operation to rescue 21 South Koreans held hostage by Taliban kidnappers who've already killed two other hostages. In South Korea, anxious relatives kept a vigil in Seoul. The FDA is taking another look at the side effects of a widely used acne drug. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto. Barry, what's the concern about this time?
Well, an advisory committee here in Gaithersburg, Maryland, is immersed in a mystery, Frank. Why are so many women using Accutane still becoming pregnant? The acne drug and three generic cousins can cause severe birth defects. The panel is being told a rigorous new patient registry has not reduced these high-risk pregnancies. Some women have bypassed the safety program by buying the drug on the Internet. The FDA has tried to close this loophole by issuing warnings about the dangers, Frank.
Done deal. The family that controls the Wall Street Journal has agreed to sell the paper to media swashbuckler Rupert Murdoch. But what happens now? Media writer Ken Auletta says that's the story that's still being written.
Does Murdoch have it in his nature to keep producing a great newspaper? Or does his tendency to intrude and to use his newspapers to advance his commercial or political interests, will that drag down the journal?
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down about 4 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, Dave. Larry here. Hey, next Tuesday, one wheel from every pallet truck is going to fall off. Strangest thing. It'll basically grind the floor to a halt. How about that? Just wanted you to be prepared. Bye.
In your job, you don't get warnings. So Granger's just added a massive amount of material handling products to help get you through whatever the day brings. We're adding products and removing problems. From casters and wheels to carts, trucks, and conveyors, we have what you need to move, handle, and store just about anything. Call or visit your local branch or go online to Granger.com. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every
everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or VF Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Good job, guys.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 a.m.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A federal judge questions Whole Foods Market's argument that it should be permitted to buy its rival Wild Oats Market based in Boulder. Federal Trade Commission claims the two companies compete in a specific market of natural and organic food, and their combination would lead to reduced service and increased prices. An expert witness called by the two companies disputing that contention, saying the two chains compete with other grocers like Safeway and Trader Joe's. A pastor from a suburban Dallas megachurch is going to try out for the senior pastor post at New Life Church in the Springs, which has seen its attendance drop by 25% since the firing of disgraced church founder Ted Haggard. And 2 years after its $700 million automated baggage handling system was completely scrapped, DIA officials have announced plans for a new modest system. The $30 million system would connect the terminals to one of the concourses as part of a $1.2 billion in airport expansion projects. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Excellent drive for us so far. Haven't had any major issues for the highways yet. Highway traffic, heavy traffic actually forming along southbound 225 between Mississippi and Iliff, and then again as you approach Yosemite getting into the DTC. You can expect the usual slow travel times through Thornton and North Glen and along eastbound 270. Patchy fog bogging down the I-70 drive on the eastern plains near Lyman. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Partly cloudy skies expected with some isolated showers. Looking for a high of 90. Right now, mostly sunny and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Rockies fans. Catch the action throughout August when the Rockies take on the Brewers, Cubs, Pirates, and Nationals. Purchase your tickets at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout, and King Superstores by calling 1-800-388-ROCK or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee. Ready at Advance. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today is 92, slight chance of thunderstorms, about a 20% chance. I've been saying 10% chance all day, but it's about a 20% chance. I saw this yesterday and really, really, really wanted to say something about this, but I thought I would hold off. And then, as kind of a coincidence, I find out that Jim Spencer, who has sat in for me numerous times and also used to write for the Denver Post, and now writes for ColoradoConfidential.com and also SpencerSpeaks.com. He started writing about the exact same thing, and it kind of mirrors my thoughts. And the last time we got into this whole discussion, I ended up being by myself on this. So I said to John Turk, get Jim Spencer on, and we'll talk about it. So, Jim, it's good to have you on the program. Good morning.
Hey, it's great to be here, Jay.
I finally found somebody who doesn't think that I'm crazy.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's not get real carried away. Maybe on this issue.
Okay. Well, I happen to think that Mr. Tancredo's position on children's insurance is not only one poor public health policy, but also is cruel. And on top of that, The guy is just a demagogue, and congratulations to those people who live in his district. I'm sure that they're thrilled that while important business is being done in Washington every single day, this guy's on a Don Quixote quest to become the president of the United States. But we should get down to this. Talk a little bit about this insurance plan and about what it is in this House bill that Tommy, the humanitarian, objects to.
Well, first off, he's objecting to something that there's no evidence of, and that's really my problem with it. That's where it comes to me to seeming to be just a raw, political, cynical kind of an argument. The state children's health insurance program is something that provides health insurance to children of the working poor. So if your mom and dad work, they make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, which is the government-subsidized health insurance to the poor that we provide. They make too much to qualify for that, but they make too little to qualify for regular health insurance premiums. Then they have this program not to cover mom and dad, but to cover, you know, junior, to cover the kids, which is what a humane society would do. And they're trying to expand the program a little bit now because it's about to phase itself out, I think, on September 30th. And so Tancredo comes in, and he's done this before, not on this particular issue, but every time he finds an issue that he thinks he can make some kind of noise about immigration on, then he just throws immigration out there because that's what he really needs to talk about. And so he uses these children, poor kids, who need health care, and he claims that, well, we can't do this way because they want to take some of the ID requirements off in the new S-CHIP expansion, and that'll allow illegal aliens to use the program. Well, there are a couple of things wrong with it, Jay. The first thing is there's no proof that under the less of an ID system that illegal aliens were even using the program. And, in fact, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that shows that people who have children who are, in fact, U.S. citizens aren't using the program. And so the kids that are qualified and legally allowed to get this aren't getting it because of the way the ID system has worked. And also one of the things that Tancredo comes back to is that he's upset that the children born in this country are U.S. citizens. Well, I'm sorry, that's what the law is.
Well, all of this is so freaking absurd. Like, you get these, I get these calls. Well, I was at the emergency room. Look around all the people in there. They're all Mexicans. Well, okay, so did you walk up to every one of them and did you say, show me your citizenship? Oh, no. And then on top of that, are we going to live in a society here where we're going to, like, take kids and we're not going to give them health care?
Well, and that's really that's the back end of the argument. Whatever Tom Tancredo thinks about ID requirements in the Children's Health Insurance Program, what he's ignoring, what the Republican leadership in the House that now has taken up his cause is ignoring, because they just don't want it. They don't give a crap about Tancredo, but they want to get rid of CHIP because it takes away money from rich corporate, you know, health insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
What all of these people fail to realize, and all these people who scream about socialized medicine and this stuff, is that the law requires mandatory medical care at some point. Because we are a civilized society, we ought to have it anyway, but the law actually requires it. And in the emergency room, you can look around and see if you're surrounded by a bunch of people of color. It doesn't matter. What the law says is we have to treat people in the emergency room. If we've got to do that already, that is the most expensive, least efficient kind of medicine that can be practiced. And so if we're going to have to do that anyway, then we need something short of that to help all of us. And that's just the most cynical, almost racist take you can take on it. The thing that really troubles me about this is that a lot of Tom Tancredo's stands and everything is aimed at his nativist kind of appeal. He's going for the fear factor on everything, okay? And so now he's going to tell you that little Juan is taking little Johnny's health care away from him.
Yeah, they always make that argument. And then when you say to them, okay, fine, prove that.
Right.
They either come up with some concocted facts somewhere that always end up to be debunked, or They don't have any facts at all because even the state of Colorado can't figure it out, and they reported it numerous times that they have no conclusive evidence about illegal immigrants using the health care system.
Well, now we're getting into even a more specific category of undocumented person. We're now not talking about people in general who don't have papers. We're now talking about children, and then
right.
Then we're going to talk about children who are illegally in the country. Okay, remembering that if your kid is born, if you come here and you're illegal, but your kid is born here, that child is a citizen and is qualified to get the program services that all American citizens are getting. So you've narrowed the category of people way down, and then the argument becomes, well, if we have less of an ID requirement, there's the potential for abuse, and that was sort of what the spokespeople for Tancredi were making when I talked to him yesterday. And then, of course, but here's the last of the red herrings on this argument, Jay. If Tom Tancredi was really upset about illegal aliens getting health care that good old savage white Americans ought to be qualified for, then once we fix the ID requirement, let's slap the big ID requirement on, and then we'll provide some children's health insurance program for the working children of the working poor. You think he's for that program?
No, absolutely not, because that smacks of Big Brother and big government, and he would tell you that he would rail against that.
Well, no, he wouldn't tell you that. He's already released a statement to that effect. So there's no pleasing him on this. And that's why immigrant argument becomes a lost leader in the whole thing. And once it becomes a lost leader, then you realize how cynical, how exploitative it is, and really, you know, how beneath us. It's an insult to our intelligence to be trying to make that argument for this. He tries to fit immigration into every context, and he's really desperate to do that now because, of course, he kind of got his way. I mean, all of that racist crap that they were throwing out there about immigration and immigration reform cost the Congress a chance to have some kind of immigration reform till after the general election. Well, that was great news for the haters, except that, you know, Tancredi, who is the great, king of the haters, he lost his issue. And so now he has to look every time he can to find a way to reinsert it, and so he can get himself back in the headlines. And that's just plain raw political cynicism. It doesn't anything to do with responsible public policy or compassion of any kind. And if I lived in his district, I'd be ashamed. And if I voted for him, God bless him, they deserve it.
Well, I would be ashamed if I lived in that district, and they did vote for him, and he is cynical, and he is, I believe, a racist, and I also believe that he and most of these folks are not interested in solving this problem. What they're interested in doing is keeping the divisions alive and keeping the hatred alive and keeping it stirred up, and that's what they're interested in because it's their ticket to the electoral box and it's their ticket to more power. And but you talk about this, even on this radio station, which is supposed to be quote-unquote progressive or liberal at times. You ought to hear some of the calls that I've gotten on this subject. I mean, it's this whole thing about, you know what it reminds me of? I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Ronald Reagan and the welfare queen in the Cadillac days.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, that's the thing that has worked very well. And you have to give, I give Tancredi credit for this. I don't respect him for it, but I give him credit for this. He has been able to frame this debate in a way, have framed this debate in such a way that they've played to people's fears. There isn't a lot of real proof on stuff like this. I mean, you can get them all the way into the argument about, well, doggone it, they're getting public service and they're going to ruin Social Security. No, they're not going to ruin Social Security because they have Social Security withheld if they're undocumented, but they don't ever collect it. If we ever had to pay them the Social Security that they'd paid, yeah, it might ruin Social Security.
Yeah, it'd bust you're right, it would bust the system. And on a basic thing, and I've posed this question to callers before, and they won't give me an answer on this. On the basic thing, okay, let's say you've got a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old, or even a 15-year-old kid, and they're not American citizens.
Right.
Or their parents are not American citizens, and they are because they were born here.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a communicable disease.
Right.
And you deny them health care.
Right.
Well, how is that good public health policy? What sense does that make?
How does that help Americans, real Americans? It doesn't.
And, no, it makes them sicker.
And if you're going to, and my point is, you really can't deny them health care. At some point, they get to wander or stumble or be carried into the emergency room where they have to be treated. And they have to be treated in the most expensive, least efficient medical way that you can be treated for illness. That kind of system doesn't presume any sort of preventive care, because people don't go to the emergency room because they might get a cold, or they might, have the flu, or they might have, the plague. They go there after the fact. And so it's really it's the old cliche of cutting off your nose to spite your face. And I can't quite get why Americans don't understand that. I think we live in a society, Jay, that has an awful lot of anger among all of us. And we've always looked for scapegoats. And there was a very interesting thing said in the Colorado General Assembly on a week when they were celebrating a memory of the Holocaust, that Senator Ken Gordon said, and I know you probably have had him on the show before. He said something very profound about how we as Americans just have this natural tendency to want to hate, quote unquote, the other. And what Tancredo has done and what Dobbs has done and those folks, they've created a class of the other. And we've visited on them all of our frustrations with the things that go on in our lives. And it's just a dangerous, dangerous way to go. But in this case, it's also self-destructive. So you can be the biggest hater in the world. You're going to, if these folks are here and they're going to be qualified to get emergency room care, then you better find another way to get those folks care. But that's even beyond this whole thing that we're talking about. The state children's health insurance programs is designed for the working poor and kids. And so it's not being overrun by people who are not qualified to get that service. There's no proof of that. It's about helping children be well. And so, it's the most complete kind of exploitation I've seen in a while.
7:20, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Jim Spencer, formerly of the Denver Post and the Chicago Tribune, who now has Jim Spencer, actually it's called SpencerSpeaks.com.
Right.
Yeah, I think it is bad exploitation. I'll tell you, I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. And we've always had, though, this thing in this country where we really don't like poor people. And not only do we not like them, but we also don't like anybody who's different than us. And we always have this feeling of exclusion, or this idea that these folks are getting something that I'm not entitled to, or we're not going to get.
Here's what I think. One of the things that I will never forgive Newt Gingrich for, two things. One is he brought a bunch of black helicopter guys into the Congress, actually, and so he sort of created that sense. But one of the things that Gingrich and the PACT, Compact with America, whatever you call that thing, was, they created, and Reagan contributed to this too, is that poverty is some sort of character flaw.
Yeah, that's right.
If you were a decent person and, you really worked hard and you put your mind to it, that you could be just fine, And let me tell you from my own personal experience, as someone who was just laid off for financial reasons while I was doing the best work of my life, that's just not true. And so I'm not anywhere near being in terms of poverty, but the whole notion of poverty as a character flaw is a very convenient thing to let us as a society excuse our lack of concern for people who, are down on their luck or don't have the kinds of things that we do, that we're somehow morally more fit than they are. And as long as we have that kind of point of view, then we're going to have that kind of discussion that we're having right now about people. And the other thing that you're absolutely right. We want to be – the other thing about America, though, is everybody wants to be, a lot of people anyway. The whole mindset is to be rich, so you don't want to dump on the rich. But the poor are easy to dump on because that's not who you want to be. And so then you can invent things for them to be keeping you from getting to the place that you want to be. It's a really interesting system of scapegoating that's – that bases itself in our real desire to be comfortable in the way that Americans, if they do succeed, can be comfortable. But it's also something that it's, again, it's a delusion.
Well, I want to be rich,
yeah.
And I like money, and I like luxury, and there's this whole characterization going on out there about, well, listen, you're on the left. You should reject material goods and be Mahatma Gandhi, and that's crap.
That's not America, Jay.
No, it's not. That number one is crap. And then number two, the other thing about dumping on the poor and hating the poor is that they're like any other group of folks in this society. They're stereotyped, and the different reasons for people being there are never looked at. For instance, here's one that hits a lot of people. I just had it in my family. Okay, my nephew's father, 41 years old, he dies of cancer.
Right.
Just died last week.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks. And it was really rough. But it sucked away all and any money that he had.
Right.
And he didn't make enough. He was in that netherworld economically where he couldn't get the resources that were available to be able to help him out to totally fight it. So, did he get the kind of quality medical care that those of us who make more money that we get? No.
Yeah.
And the end result was is that, you know, when he died, his money was gone.
Right.
Now, how many families are there in the state of Colorado or in this country that find themselves staring down the barrel of this dilemma because they have medical problems?
Right. Yeah, everybody's like one illness. They say that you're one missed paycheck away from foreclosure, but you're also on your home, but you're also one bad illness away from complete financial ruin. There's a significant number of bankruptcies that result from a bad medical condition, and so you're gonna. That's not your fault, and yet there's some way in which somehow we're trying to think it is as we try to look at the American medical system and the failure that it is. You know, that's what.
Well, but my point behind that, and you know, my point behind that is okay. So he's a poor. He died a poor person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, does that make him a bad person? Does he have a character flaw because he didn't have any money?
No, he doesn't, but if you're going to try to not feel guilty about that, you need to try to figure out something. And so you're right, you're absolutely right. He's not a bad person, and you know him, and you know what happened to him, and you can't lump him. But Americans like to do that, and they especially like to do that with people who are foreigners, people who look different, especially people of color, meaning brown people from down south.
Exactly. All right, hang on a second, Jim, because I want to keep you over. I want to talk to you some more. So,
right. Or
do you have someplace you have to be?
No, Jay. Thanks.
Okay.
I'd be happy to stay on.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back to this because this is something that I could do a couple hours on this. Very few things that are going on out there move me like this moves me. This whole idea about how kids and health care, and also what Jim was talking about, well, you're poor, you must have some kind of character flaw. Oh, really? Okay. So, in other words, Paris Hilton, who's got like a gazillion bucks, has no character flaws, but Ricky Hamlin, the member of my family, he's got a character flaw because he lost all his...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Libido for free. That's 1-866-4-LIBIDO. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO.
Just Brakes.
Yes, does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thunderstorms, high today, 92, only about a 20% chance of that happening. We'll catch back up with Jim Spencer here. You can check out his writing at spencerspeaks.com. We're talking about Tom Tancredo's humanity, or lack of, and the general exploitation, too, of not only of people of color and illegal immigrants or undocumented workers, whichever you choose to call them, but also this whole idea that, well, that's what it is. It's just, it's racism and exploitation, and it's very, very cynical. It's un-American, too. All right, we'll catch back up with Jim, but let's get a traffic update here and a quick turnaround with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Traffic busy, slowing down now all the usual areas, but thankfully we don't have any wrecks or major problems for the highways. Your I-25, I-70 corridor, pretty much bogged down, though, in all directions. Certainly on that southbound 25 side, it's suffering from 120th to 84th, and again, 58th to Spear. Southbound side of 225, dragging off I-70 toward Mississippi, and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike slow across Westminster. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with isolated showers and a high of 90. Right now, mostly sunny and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Is your air conditioning not performing during this heat? Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control announces 20% off your diagnosis fee while it's hot. Call 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010. Cancun's licensed technicians specialize in air conditioning, plumbing, drains, and saving you money. Cancun can deal with all makes and brands, so call them today and get 20% off right now at 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010 for Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control, your air conditioning, plumbing, and drain specialist.
Flesher Hinton Music Company reminds parents, a creative outlet can do wonders for child's imagination and confidence. Get your kids involved in dance, art, or music. Learning and practicing new forms of expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used, for sale or for school rental. They're located at 3936 Tennyson in Denver and 1232 South Havana in the Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee.
Ready in advance.
See store for details.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
So when it's 24 hours to go, I won't be defeated.
Good morning, 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance thunderstorms, high today 92, 20% chance, by the way. Got former Denver Post columnist and Chicago Tribune feature writer Jim Spencer on the line. His website is spencerspeaks.com, where you can read his material. We're talking about Tom Tancredo and his racist, inflammatory BS about children's health. Well, that's what it is, about children's health care, particularly when it comes to, quote-unquote, illegal immigrants. Like, you're going to, you know, because you got parents who are living in abject poverty in a third world country, which is what Mexico, Salvador, Guatemala, these places in Central and South America, they basically are. So they trudge up here. By the way, there's more deaths being reported in the desert now than ever before. So they trudge up here. They get their families up here because they're looking for a better life, even though there's a significant part of the population out there that feels like they're trying to break into Fort Knox or into their living room and steal all their stuff. So the idea is you punish their kids. Well, the idea, like the kids can say, oh, I don't want to go to America because I won't get any health care.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the punishing of the kids, of anybody's kids, that really ought to offend us. And however we feel about the immigration debate, by the way, Jay, let me give a shout-out to ColoradoConfidential.com in addition to SpencerSpeaks.com.
Right.
ColoradoConfidential.com is also where I'm working right now. So anyway, but a good site worth going to see. Go
oh, yeah.
And look at it.
Absolutely.
So, look, we ought to be talking. We try to talk about what American values are. And guys like Tom Tancredo, they love to make hay on the term traditional family values. Where in the traditional family values book does it say, you know, you let little children suffer? What did Jesus say about that? What would Jesus do?
But, you know, you bring those things up and it doesn't do any good. It doesn't do, you can't get through to these folks about this stuff. It doesn't do, any good.
Well, we have created, once again, we have created the, I said that I was writing a column a while back when there was a big football player up at CU who was mad about a Latino guy who had, he thought made a pass at his girlfriend's sister or something, and he sent him this email, and the way he wanted to you know, not just threaten him, which he did do, but was to put him down, was to call him a wetback and this kind of stuff. And I had written in the column, behold the new N-word. And I think that's kind of what Tancredo and his ilk have created. They, whether there's an actual term for it, they have sort of created an N-word class of folk in Mexicans and people, brown people from down south. And so, you know, that becomes, and if, I grew up in the Jim Crow South in the days of American apartheid in schools, and where you had the sign that said colored for the drinking fountain because we couldn't drink with black people because they were so dirty and that kind of stuff. I understand exactly what that mindset tries to be, and that's too much of what the mindset is that I see about the relationship between the Americans and too many Americans, how they feel about Latino people. And I fear for that. I fear for both people. I don't fear just for Mexican Americans or even you know, illegal immigrants. I fear for our own sense of who we are and what we're supposed to be. I mean, this is what America is not, and it took us a long time to get through that racism with black people, and I just hate to see it take that long to get through it with brown people.
So if we knew all of that stuff in the past was wrong, although there are some out there who, and they're not going to up front tell you this, but they don't totally believe that it's wrong. But if we've gotten through that, why now are we turning around and bang, we're repeating it again?
Well, there's an economic element to this too, and also it's not totally uncharacteristic of us. We do go through cycles. If you looked at the end of the 19th century, nativists did take over the United States Congress for a while. It was a disaster, and it stopped after a while, but they ended up getting a lot more power than they actually even have now. And so, you know, once again, you got a combination of things here. You got people who look different. You got leaders. This is when you really rely on your leaders, and that's really my biggest disappointment in Tom Tancredo. This is where you rely on your leaders to set you straight about the things you're supposed to feel if you're really an American and you have quote-unquote traditional family values. And instead of encouraging the best in us, guys like Tancredo are encouraging the worst in us, and that's an abject failure of leadership. And people who don't call him on it, shame on them too.
Yeah, we do have a failure of leadership in this country, and we are sitting in a situation where there are people like Tom Tancredo and others who don't inspire and don't call us to do the best that we possibly can. They only dwell on the darkness and the worst. And then, on top of that, what I really resent is the capitalization, the promoting and making money off of fear-mongering, mm-hmm. and off of economic inequity, because you know, I think all of us as Americans, regardless of what our political leanings are, I think all of us want the country to be great. I think we want it to be safe. I think we want all of those things. I think we all want border security.
Right.
I think we all want.
Nobody wants gangbangers.
We want people to play by the rules.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what gets me is these folks like Tancredo, Lou Dobbs, and others, they don't ever have any practical solutions on how to fix any
right.
of this.
And that was another thing that happened in my conversations with Tancredo's people yesterday. I said, all right, look, the congressman doesn't like this. Tell me what he wants to do instead to fix this problem, because it is a problem. And they have no alternative. All they want to do is beat the horse. And so what you've got to be is you got to be active. You can't just say this is a terrible problem. You've got to say, okay, this is a terrible problem, and here's what we're going to do to fix it. Because it's the alternative of not giving care to kids is not an alternative. It simply is not. I mean, even the law recognizes that they're going to get treated at emergency rooms, and so, or not just kids, but adults too. Going back to the leadership thing, Jay, let me make one point. Here's another failure of leadership. When Tom Tancredo steps up and says something goofy about the state children's health insurance programs by making some red herring connection to illegal immigration, what does the Republican leadership do but send out his news release for him? Instead, so those leaders don't take up the cause.
Well, they don't care. And some of them are as bad as him, like Schultheis and Wadhams and the rest of those folks. They don't give a damn.
Well, you know, and so, and then the president himself, he's going to stay quiet on this because he's going to veto S-CHIP if it gets passed, with or without ID requirements or anything else, just because it there's also a darker kind of secret in the health insurance stuff that goes all the way back to protecting the powers that be, the insurance people who are making a lot of money, big pharma. I mean, what did we see? Did we see in the Congress yesterday that they couldn't negotiate for drug prices in Medicare? That, I mean, all of this kind of stuff, it's not of a piece, but it all sort of interreacts. And so the lack of leadership to call out a guy like Tom Tancredo is affected by the cynical decisions of people who they probably don't agree that they probably know what he's doing is pandering to racism, but they also see that what he's doing then can help them form the coalition they need to defeat the legislation, and so they just sit back and let it happen.
Well, they do this on so many on so many different levels. I mean, another good example about this is that look at all the carping about Clinton and Monica Lewinsky and all of that. And well, now all of a sudden there's nothing in the news and there's no outspoken statements about David Vitter from any of these folks, including James Dobson of the South of Us.
I know.
Oops.
You know, well, let's look at the record on that. I mean, look at Newt Gingrich's record for you know, fidelity to his wives and the way he treated people. You can look at Vitter. It's the invitation to be considered by your own behavior, and if you know, if you match up, you match up. If you don't, you don't. But they don't. That standard is not applied across the board, and you know, and then all of that is also put off into a context where we're going to talk about, even if you wanted to talk about Vitter, I don't, you know, Vitter and his personal problems with his wife, the reason that that makes any difference is that he holds himself out as a moral superior to you and me, and if he hadn't done that, then I wouldn't care about it. But the other thing is there are a lot more important things even than David Vitter, and there are a buttload more important things than Hillary Clinton's cleavage going on right now.
No, but these are the things that these guys, these are the things that these folks continuously harp on all of the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They've got plenty of time to tell you how to live your life and for me how to live my life and what God we ought to pray to.
Well, and shame on us for letting them do that. That's the other thing, though. You know, I used to live in Pat Robertson's backyard, and I watched how he solicited money and how he was able to come up with it. But there's a point at which we also get to be responsible for our own behavior. So, yeah, shame on James Dobson for trying to be this sort of moral superior, claiming himself morally superior to everybody else and telling everybody how to live their life. I think what people don't understand is that, I don't know about you, but I'll say for me, I don't really care, and I love for people to be evangelical Christians and do what they want. It's when they start telling me, and particularly when they start dictating public policy based on their religion, that we run into a fundamentally un-American situation. And that's really where the whole process breaks down, and they don't quite get that.
No, and then their defense is, you're sectarian and hostile towards religion. No,
you're
not
a secular humanist, Jay. A secular humanist, like that is a horrible thing. And frankly, secular humanism is really sort of, if you look deeply into the basis of the government, despite what it said, you know, one nation under God, you'll see that all of those things are built into the way they set this government up so that one faith can't dominate. And the idea that Dobson's religion ought to be the religion of the state is just horse manure. It's never been anything but horse manure.
Well, these are the same people, though, who rail against Iran.
Right. Oh, I know.
And that's exactly where they're coming from.
Or that they don't want the mosque built down the street because they're gonna lump everybody in the way that people could lump Tim McVeigh in with Christians. You know, getting back to the immigration thing, that's, once again, you also, when you start touting family values, then you invite the comparison of your own standard for how you feel about people, if you really want to apply it across the board, how you feel about all people regardless of race, creed, or color, and national origin, and maybe even religion. And, you know, I don't think Tancredo passes the family value test on religion. I mean, on immigration. It doesn't even come close. And a lot of those people who want to make scapegoats of brown people failed by the same standards. So if you want to try to tout yourself as a moral superior, let's see some morally superior behavior.
Yeah. And their solutions are just, well, they're illegal, so they ought to get out of here, and we ought to go after them. And then I'll ask them on the air, I'll go, okay, well, fine, how do you propose to do that? Well, they have no plan to do that. How are they going to round up 12 million people? What are we going to load them in boxcars? What is this, Nazi Germany?
Well, and there's some people who say, yeah, we should do everything about that, but I'm not sure even those people have taken into consideration what it would cost to try to round up 12 million people. It would look... And they say it's 20 million anyway, so you got to do the Lou. Let's use the Lou Dobbs numbers. It's 20 million. If it's 20 million, if the number keeps getting bigger, the logistical problem of doing something about this that they want to do, I think Tancredo has said before, and some of the folks of his ilk, is that they're just going to, and Schulteis, that they'll shut down the entire system for letting people in, and also then tighten down the noose, and then people will go home on their own, and that's just not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen. So you're going to need a huge police state kind of action to...
It's all right. I took it out so nobody heard it.
Okay, good. Do you remember what happened in Greeley?
Yeah.
Nothing happened in Greeley. They got those people and they made all these big claims about stuff and they barely charged anybody with anything.
Except they made the family members miserable.
Yeah, they broke up a bunch of families, but they didn't really make any dent in the problem. And so, you know, if that gives you some idea of what the scale of this is in their lack of success in Greeley, to get to the point where they're going to get 20 million people, the logistics are almost impossible. The expenditure is obscene. And there are people who say, well, let's get out of Iraq and we'll take that money and we'll go get the illegal aliens. But it would not be the America that I want to live in. I bet it's not the America you want to live in. But I think in the end it's going to turn out not to be the America that a lot of these people making all this noise want to live in.
No, I don't want people to come here illegally. And I don't want people to break the rules. And I want border security. But, the other side of it is I don't want irrationality. And I don't want, and I'm sick and tired of this gigantic hate machine that's operating. And because of the two family problems that I had last month, in which one I had to go to California and then the other I had to go to Mississippi, and naturally, you're in the rental car, whatever the case is, and you start dialing around listening to the local talk shows, what little local talk shows are left, and it's the same stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're out after the brown people.
It's because it's an easy target. It's an easy target. It's not near as complex as the problem really is, nor do you end up having to look in the mirror and say, hey, Jimbo, you bear some responsibility for the things that are happening to you. It's easier to say, well, it's these illegal aliens that are causing all of my problems.
Right.
It'd be interesting to break it all down into the... But we can. I mean, it's almost impossible to do so.
But it would be interesting to do it, and it's, it drives me crazy. But you know something? For a couple of gabachos, we're not such bad guys.
There you go.
Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show. I appreciate the chance to compare notes with you and talk to you, and I hope listeners found it infuriating and informing.
Good.
Let's you and I and others keep dialoguing about this and keep this whole thing out there.
My pleasure, Jay. Thanks a lot. ColoradoConfidential.com, SpencerSpeaks.com.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jay. Bye.
All right. ColoradoConfidential.com and SpencerSpeaks.com. And we thank Jim Spencer. Just a pleasure to have him on. 7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I ought to really top it off and go see if I can find some Bonda music to play to further drive some of you xenophobes nuts. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still have a pretty decent ride across the metro area. You've got a lot of company, though, if you're on eastbound C-470 between Broadway and University crossing Highlands Ranch. Same for eastbound lane to the Boulder Turnpike, which are pretty well bogged down from 104th across Westminster and then again Federal toward I-25. Same conditions exist along that northbound side on southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen, as well as southbound 225 crossing Aurora. Weather outlook today. Expect a partly cloudy day with some isolated showers and a high of 90. Tonight, cooler temperatures, cloudy skies and rain showers, and tomorrow a rainy day at 83. Right now, mostly sunny, 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Petting zoo, rodeos, tractor pulls, demolition derbies, carnival rides, and a whole lot more. And this Sunday is Rocky's Autos Day all day, and the carnival rides are just a buck. Now, to get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on the 120th and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy, Officer Odell, and I'm also going to be out there too, but don't let that stop you. We'll all be there Saturday from noon until 4, and then Shaggy and Officer Odell will be there Sunday noon until 4. Spin the prize wheel, win a bunch of great prizes. There's no purchase necessary. And for great deals with matching down incentives, see my friends at Rocky's Autos on 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's is the home of the largest selection of clean, late model, previously on trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, all the folks out there. Say hello to them. They're good people. And I'll see you Sunday. I'm sorry. Why do I keep saying Sunday? I'll see you on Saturday. Saturday between noon and 4. At the Adams County Fair, come by the Rockies Auto Display. I'll be there with Shaggy and Officer Odell.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Life can get busy, especially during the summer, but just an hour of your time every couple of months can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit Bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We're out to get the brown people, round them up. Send them all back to Mexico.
Okay, 757, 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thank you to Jim Spencer, SpencerSpeaks.com. or ColoradoConfidential.com, and it's good to have somebody on, at least that agrees with me about this whole thing about children's health and the immigration problem. And I get these calls from people. You listen to the show long enough, you'll hear it. Well, you know, Jay, I'm not a racist, but I'm not a racist, so don't call me that. I always try to make this point. I'll make it again. Let's work this problem out rationally. Let's work this problem out effectively and stop with the xenophobia and the race baiting. Bob Schaefer, he wants to be your next U.S. Senator. He's got a little bit of a problem. And we'll talk a little bit about that and some other things coming up.
With John Medved for the E85 ethanol fuels. Now remember, with Medved, you can purchase these vehicles: the Jeep Grand Cherokee, Dodge Caravan, Chrysler Sebring, the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Avalanche, and of course the Tahoes, the Sierra Silverado pickup trucks, and Chevy Impalas. And John, why it's important, and of course it's also important to talk about where that fuel comes from.
I think the most important thing is we've been held hostage by these Middle Eastern countries relative to these cost of oil. And, you know, the gas prices are just going up and up, and this is our real answer on an interim basis till we get to the fuel cell. That is something that we can liberate ourselves from being held hostage by these people. We can cap our operating costs and be good to the environment at the same time.
So we got Medved as your flex fuel vehicle headquarters. For more information, go to medved.com or stop by Medved on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp in Castle Rock, or I-70 Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, but always exit the giant Medved Autoplex.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill, where a House committee that's been investigating the friendly fire death of football star Pat Tillman in Afghanistan is convening right now to question former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld about the cover-up. Yesterday, Army Secretary Pete Garin apologized.
His family, his mother, father, brothers, and wife will forever grieve his loss. Grief that was compounded by the failing of his army.
He said the blame for saying Tillman was killed by the enemy went no higher than retired three-star General Philip Kensinger, who was reprimanded. But some on the committee, and certainly Tillman's family, don't buy that, suspecting the cover-up was a political decision to give the administration a hero at a time when they badly needed good news on the war front. Several top retired generals are also being grilled at this morning's hearing. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
The Afghan government is disputing reports that an operation to free 21 South Koreans held by Taliban kidnappers has begun, but Times of London correspondent Tim Albone in Kabul says something seems to be going on.
The Afghan government in the area where the hostages were being held dropped leaflets warning civilians to flee the area. They said, get into government-controlled areas. There's going to be a military operation soon. Now, they do this because they're becoming increasingly concerned about civilian casualties.
The kidnappers have already killed two hostages. President Bush had breakfast with congressional leaders to press for passage of a new anti-terrorism domestic surveillance law. House Republican leader John Boehner says he'll take the president's message back to Capitol Hill.
I don't think that Congress should leave this week until this issue is dealt with. I think we put the American people at risk.
Overseas, four Americans have been killed in action in Iraq. 70 Iraqi civilians died in a pair of suicide bombing attacks. It's a piece of equipment you'll find in just about any office these days, and it could be hazardous to your health. CBS News correspondent Sam Litzinger explains.
Many offices have banned smoking because of concerns about workers' health. Managers may now want to think about laser printers. Australian researchers found nearly half the printers they studied spew out tiny particles of toner material, the equivalent of having a smoker puffing away in the next cubicle. Researchers say particles like these can cause respiratory irritation, even heart disease and cancer.
A pair of stubborn wildfires have driven residents from homes outside of Helena, Montana. Lewis and Clark County Sheriff Cheryl Ledee says trying to get a handle on the flames is like chasing a bowl of jello.
It's just going to be a tough couple of days. I guess that's just the bottom line.
Stocks opened higher, but the Wall Street roller coaster is heading lower now in what could be a carbon copy of yesterday's action. Big board floor trader Ted Weisberg says volatility can be a double-edged sword.
The volatility is terrific for traders because it creates a lot of trading opportunities, but it is very, very unnerving for long-term investors because it basically takes their breath away.
And the market's going the other way now. The Dow is up 17, NASDAQ is down 4. This is CBS News.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the August Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From August 2nd through the 6th, save 25% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save $8 a gallon on Duration coatings and 25% on select wall coverings, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, August 6th for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
Right now, Office Depot has unbelievable deals for back to school. You'll never pay too much because Office Depot guarantees their low prices. Plus, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school for all your qualifying school supply purchases. That's 5% teachers can use for classroom supplies. So not only will you find everything you need at guaranteed low prices, you'll also help your local school. Office Depot, taking care of business and back to school. See store for details.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The prosecutor says a former University of Northern Colorado backup punter accused of stabbing the starter just couldn't handle being inferior.
Within a few weeks, it became obvious to the other players on the team, it became obvious to the coaches, that Rafael Mendoza was by far the better punter.
The Weld County DA making his opening statements in the trial of Mitch Cozad, which continues today in Greeley. Cozad charged with attempted murder one in an attack last September on Rafael Mendoza outside Mendoza's apartment. State Education Commissioner has now appointed a deputy commissioner to try to figure out why scores on the Colorado Student Achievement Program, or CSAP, are stagnating. Educators say the latest results show some kids are struggling after years of improvement. And a new law that goes into effect Friday allows workers to sue their employers over discrimination based on sexual orientation and religion. That law, among more than 100 going into effect in Colorado that day, others allow gay couples to adopt kids and impose bigger fines on big rig truckers who don't chain up in bad weather. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, no real change for the worse, although we do have one crash area eastbound I-70 just east of I-25. That activity and some debris are causing stop-and-go conditions from Federal to Brighton. Downtown traffic at peak volume, southbound 25, 58 to Spear, and we have delays across Aurora on 225. Mostly it's relegated to those southbound lanes. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. You can expect a partly cloudy day with more isolated showers by this afternoon. High of 90. Right now, mostly sunny and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Free at Office Depot this week, a 10-pack of Zebra No. 2 mechanical pencils, free after mail-in savings only at Office Depot. For back-to-school savings, hurry into Office Depot. Taking care of business and back-to-school, limit one per customer. Offer good while supplies last. Offer expires August 4, 2007.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low-price guarantee. Ready in advance. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 92. About a 20% chance of us getting rained on. And it's good to have you along this morning. Progress Now Action has accused Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer of selling his vote on the Colorado State Board of Education to the owner of a charter school company. They contend that Schaefer rewarded a campaign contributor, David Brennan, with a vote in favor of Brennan's company, White Hat Management. And our guest to talk about this is Executive Director at Progress Now, our old buddy Michael Huttner. Michael, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right, let's talk about Mr. Schaefer here. Explain exactly what it is that he did.
Yeah, the Denver School Board had rejected on a 6-1 vote a program that David Brennan, a for-profit education industry person out of Ohio, some programs that he was pushing, and David Brennan's company then, which he owns, appealed to the state school board, the State Board of Education, and then on May 9th, on a 4-3 vote, with Bob Schaefer being the decisive vote, they overturned Denver's rejection, a 6-1 rejection, to continue to have taxpayers, all of us here in Colorado, continue to fund these programs in the Denver schools. What Schaefer failed to mention is that not only did he receive money from Brennan, who owns this company, going back all the way to 2004, but he didn't disclose it, he didn't recuse himself, and then shortly after the vote, he took additional funds, actually the maximum amount allowed under law, from both Brennan and his wife shortly after this vote on May 9th. So basically, we're concerned that Schaefer is selling his vote to the highest donor.
And did you get in contact with him or any of his people and ask him about this? And if so, what was their response?
You know what? There was an article in yesterday's Denver Post, and what Schaefer and his campaign folks are trying to do is turn it into an issue about whether this program, this education program, was good or bad. We're saying is that's irrelevant. The point is whether the program is good or bad. It's nothing on the merit. It's that you cannot be voting for somebody that's giving to your campaign, which directly profits that donor.
Right.
And that's exactly
right.
What Schaefer did.
So
for
in other
Schaefer
words,
to try to spin it into, you know, the policy merits is totally just a red herring.
Yeah. So in other words, the answer is no, that he won't confront it. Instead, he's trying to take it off in some other direction.
Exactly, exactly. And that's exactly what he and his spinmeisters yesterday in the Denver Post article did. But it's amazing because even now, he still has not even disclosed to his fellow members on his own board, on the State Board of Education here in Colorado, that he has taken money and how much and what his conflicts of interest are with David Brennan and his for-profit company.
Shouldn't this be a matter, though, of public record?
Yes, absolutely. And the good news is that because of his recent filing with the Federal Election Commission, we can actually see these donations. This isn't something that you have to have special access to. One can go to the website opensecrets.org, or they can go to the Federal Election Commission, and they can check these records. They can actually see David Brennan and his wife, Ann Brennan, who own this company, all the money that they've been passing on to Schaefer.
So why didn't he recuse himself from this vote?
You know, I think he is being bought and sold by this major donor. He thought that folks like a lot of our network members at Progress No Action wouldn't pick up on the fact that because it's not a U.S. Senate matter, it's a State Board of Education matter, that we wouldn't realize that his donations that are coming to his U.S. Senate campaign are really buying votes on his current role, which is on the State Board of Education.
Well, then he should resign the State Board of Education.
Well, we're not. This is just the tip of the iceberg. We think that we're starting to. A lot of people have been starting to say that this guy is backwards Bob because his ethics are so out of line with those of Colorado and the mainstream. He basically will do anything in order to get extra donations, and he's a political animal. But we're hoping that we can share this with your listeners, with folks across the state. So when there starts to be more and more attention on this guy, on Schaefer, people will realize that this guy is exactly what we don't need for Colorado.
Maybe he can get a job as a consultant with Senator Stevens in Alaska.
Exactly, exactly.
Those guys would probably get along great.
Absolutely.
So he's going to run for the Senate against Congressman Mark Udall, and he knows, he's got to know, though, that he's got to know people are going to find this stuff out. I mean, that they're going to get hip to this and that they're going to use it as an issue. What, does he think he can just buffalo us with us and just plow around it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We put out an email and we're asking people to go to progressnowaction.org and they'll see where they can click on it says, who is Bob Schaefer? And we're trying to learn as much as we can about this person. If your listeners would be so willing, if they would go to progressnoaction.org and, you know, either send us any information they know about him, his ethics, where he stands on these issues, his extreme right voting record, or they can simply sign up, and then we can update people as we learn about this with people across Colorado.
12 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and we've got Bob Schaefer. We've got Michael Huttner on the line. We're talking about Bob Schaefer and about this whole thing of him sitting on the Colorado State Board of Education and selling his vote to the owner of a charter school company. Has anybody who holds elective office, has anybody like the governor or anybody in the legislature, has anybody stood up and said, you know, really, Bob, you want to take donations from folks, fine, but not folks who have something to do with state business. And really, if you're going to conduct yourself in this manner, we suggest you vacate the board and let somebody else take that job and you go out and campaign.
That's right, absolutely. And we're going to continue to push this message. I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. I think that when you look at where Schaefer gets his donations, you'll find that he has ties to this whole Hope Online and a lot of while the State Board of Education is supposed to be the oversight for Hope Online. In fact, Schaefer is getting donations from people that are making money off of Hope Online, Brennan and others included. So what's amazing is that there hasn't been a conflict of interest policy set up by the state board, but we're going to, as we go forward, demand that Schaefer abides by that. And if he can't be straight with the voters of Colorado and with the State Board of Education, then he needs to resign immediately.
Yeah. Well, he as a matter of course and a matter of decency and having some degree of ethics, he should recuse himself from any of this stuff to begin with and just say that he can't, you know, that he can't help reach a decision on this because he's taking money from the very people that they're deciding upon.
That's right. He didn't. He kind of. There's really three levels of this that he failed on all three levels. Bob Schaefer. First, he didn't tell the State Board of Education that Brennan, his donor, is actually being investigated in Ohio, in Florida, for trying to misuse taxpayer money for his for-profit school industry. That was the first level. He knows because he works with these folks a lot. The second, and he's basically getting donations from them going back to 2004. The second part is he didn't disclose that he had taken donations either before or after, and he still hasn't disclosed this fact. It's really just because we brought this up, and it was in the Denver Post yesterday. And the third part, which is really where, at the very minimum, he should have recused himself. And not only did he not disclose, but he certainly didn't recuse himself from the vote. And he, like I said, Schaefer was the decisive vote. It was a 4-3 vote. So had he recused himself, this for-profit company would not have continued to get literally tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars, all of our dollars, to continue their programs, which are, have been rejected overwhelmingly by the Denver School Board.
All right, so you think the Rocky and the Denver Post and everybody else is going to follow up on this, or are you guys going to have to once again row uphill to try to keep this issue alive?
I think it's going to be a combination. It's great that the Post picked it up. The Rocky has not yet written about it. We're hoping they do. We're just hoping that the issue remains about, Bob Schaefer's ethic, or basically lack of ethics, his conflicts of interest, and how he is basically selling his vote on the State Board of Education to his donors. And that's the issue here.
All right. We urge everybody to go to progressnowaction.org and find out more about this. And, Michael, we thank you. Michael Huttner is executive director at Progress Now. And keep us in the loop on this. And I definitely think Bob Schaefer owes the voters of Colorado and the citizens of Colorado. I think he owes us an answer.
Yeah. And we really need to, because it's going to be a bigger issue. If we can start getting this mantra around that it's backwards Bob because he's so out of line with the ethics and the values of the majority of Colorado and the mainstream values, I think that'll be a good way because a lot of people deal in sound bites, unfortunately, but it's important that we really characterize this guy for what he is.
Well, any problems he have will be that he may have will be good news for me because I'm going to be up front and say, and I don't mind saying it, that I am a supporter of Congressman Udall's, and I've also given contributions to his campaign, and so it doesn't bother me. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say it doesn't bother me. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm just being upfront about it. I don't think I give Bob Schaefer a fair hearing, but then again, I don't think it's up to me to give him one or not give him one. I think it's up to the people of the state and also the state government. I mean, I think it's up to the governor and others to look into this and just basically tell him that you can't do both. I mean, you can either do one or the other, but you can't do both, and you can't take contributions from people who do business with the state because it's unethical and it, you know, it smells.
Absolutely. And people, you know, if one thing I'll mention before we go is that if people could go to Progress Now Action, we have a petition. If you go to the Who is Bob Schaefer, you can sign a petition which will allow, which we're calling on Schaefer to immediately return the money and recuse himself, disclose and recuse himself on all votes where he has a clear conflict of interest, where he's taking donations that are buying his vote on the State Board of Education. So we want people to join this petition. We're going to be delivering this petition to each of the members, including Schaefer, on the State Board of Education. And hopefully, with that momentum from your listeners and from the public, we'll get the State Board to adopt a conflicts of interest policy, have Schaefer stop taking these unethical taking donations when he's voting on the people that are donating to him, and clean up this mess.
One last quick question: Where does the board meet? By the way,
yeah, the State Board of Education, they actually have their next meeting next Wednesday and Thursday, a week from today, right across the street from the Colorado State Capitol, just north of it, in the Department of Education on the first floor. You know, and there's even if this is of concern to any of your folks, on the Thursday, a week from tomorrow at noon, they have a public comment period. So if people find this troubling, like we do, they can join us and speak up at the State Board of Education hearing.
Boy, you know, I just may have to show up to that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I would love to stand up and face him down and say, why did you do this? And did you really think that it would get by and that none of us would notice that this was going on? And please explain to us how you could make these decisions while taking campaign contributions.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you there and have your listeners join us. I mean, this is a major issue, and I think, like we say, we haven't even started. We just got his latest contributions back. It's 186 pages long, so we were lucky to find this. But my guess is there may be dozens and dozens of other donors that he's been carrying their weight by voting for them, and which is clearly a conflict of interest and unethical.
Well, keep us in the loop, and I'm going to try to figure out a way to clear some time and try to figure out a way to get over there next Thursday. And the public comment time starts at what?
At noon.
At noon. Okay, Michael, let's visit about this next week, either on Tuesday or Wednesday. Let's talk about it.
Right.
And that way we can remind people again that they can show up at the public comment period at the State Board of Education and ask Mr. Schaefer about this stuff.
Excellent. I'd appreciate that.
All right. Thank you so much, Michael. Appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, John. Talk to him, Michael, and make sure we can set this up. Go to progressnowaction.org. I'm going to go over there and sign that petition. And I don't know what you got planned for next Thursday at noon, but hey, listen. Why don't we just go down there and ask Bob Schaefer about it and say, hey, Bob, like, do you think this is okay? And by the way, for those of you out there that want to chew on the partisan bit, yeah, I am a supporter of Congressman Udall. I'm proud of it. I think he'll make a great senator. But I also have to tell you that I wouldn't care if this were a Democrat or a Republican or an independent or a nothing. It's a conflict of interest. It's unethical. You don't do it. It's not accepted. And Bob Schaefer should have to answer to you and I about this. And he ought to have to answer, particularly at a time when, if you look at the headlines today about CSAP, that the schools are having trouble. And he's sitting on the Board of Education. So, no, you take these positions and you get into these positions in order to improve things. Not to
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due.
and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
75. And it's so nice to have a bed that can be personalized to our needs each and every night. The innovative people at Select Comfort have created a whole new generation of Sleep Number beds with an exclusive multi-layer comfort system that helps balance your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night so you sleep more comfortably. They've even further enhanced the Sleep Number bed with new comfort materials that offer plush cradling and extra support, and queen beds, queen sets, start at under $1,000. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy, and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So you really have to experience these new Sleep Number beds for yourself. The new Sleep Number beds are only available at Select Comfort stores. And just in time for back to school, check out the new Sleep Number 101 student bed collection featuring a portable Sleep Number bed. Now you can take personalized comfort back to school, but hurry, the student bed is only available while supplies last. Visit a Select Comfort store today. See how you can take advantage of this deep restorative sleep that you need and deserve and that you'll get with a Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, Southlands Mall, and the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
If you want to make your hard-earned dollar go a whole lot farther, get ready. Advance Auto Parts has the low prices guaranteed to save you money. Get ready to get the best price possible on all the parts and accessories you need with our ready-to-go low price guarantee. Nobody can beat our prices on just about anything for your car. So when you want to get more for your money while getting more out of your car, get to Advance Auto Parts for our everyday ready-to-go low price guarantee.
Ready in advance.
See store for details.
Danny?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Just answer the question. Don't sit there and fool with me.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
We the people are the ones who hold the power.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
We want to arm the people who have been killing our soldiers.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Now at least you have something to replace your old nightmares with.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
727 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, about a 20% chance. High today, 92. I don't know if I said anything about this on the air or not, but I should say something about it. And I'll tell him in person, either on the air or in person here in the studio. But when I did have that family tragedy last week, when I got off the plane, Mary and I got off the plane in Memphis, headed to New Albany, Mississippi, I had a voicemail. It was Congressman Ed Perlmutter who had called, and I never called him back, which I guess I should have done, but I didn't do it because they're busy. I mean, you don't want to, like, hello, because he leaves, like, his cell phone number. Turcos, you should have called him. Well, I'll call him this week. But he called to leave me condolences. And he's just a great guy. I mean, they just broke the mold. And I'm real tempted to move into his congressional district. To have him as my congressman. Then I also heard from and got a very nice email from Alan Salazar, who is Congressman Mark Udall's number one man, number one guy. And that's why I feel like very strongly about both these guys. And I feel very strongly about Bill Ritter. And because these are the kind of stand-up people that we have in office in this state, that they are concerned not only about me, but also about you. And they work very, 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 very hard. And I don't care, once again, what your political orientation is. If you want honesty and you want integrity and you want people who put their nose to the grindstone and are working very hard to try to fix things and to make things right, even though at times they will do things that you'll be disappointed in and that you won't agree with, and because you're never going to agree with anybody 90% of the time. And we all have a tendency, because we're all very frustrated right now, we all have a tendency to say, well, that's it, that's the straw that broke the camel's back. But these guys really try hard, and we should really be proud of the fact that we've got people like Congressman Ed Perlmutter and Congressman Mark Udall, who will be our next senator, and Governor Bill Ritter. And Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien, and all of the fine people that we have in the legislature. And politics, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the air, and it's really true. Politics is a real drag. I mean, there are days when I really don't want to come in here and I really don't want to talk about politics. I just don't want to do it. Well, number one, I don't believe you can do it all the time. And then number two, I don't want to do it because so often what we get is a lot of carping and feelings of a dead-end scenario. And I have very, very mixed feelings about the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is kind of like how you look at yourself, I think. That hopefully if you were raised in a normal environment as a kid, that you find a lot to like about yourself, but you also find some things that are not very attractive. And that's kind of what the Democratic Party is. It has some things, and it has people in it, like Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter and Bill Ritter and Barbara O'Brien and Joe Rice. And so many others. Who are very, very attractive. Carol Morgan. They're very good people. Morgan Carroll, she's a great person. I mean, they really work hard. They're good folks. But it's also got parts about it that are very frustrating. And those parts that are very frustrating, those parts will set you back. So you waver back and forth about it. I have to say, I really like John Edwards. I really like Barack Obama. So I feel pretty good about that, but I'm scared Hillary will get the nomination. But it is. It's very hard to sit and talk politics all the time. And I don't know. Maybe your friends are different than my friends. But when you sit with your friends and your family, do you talk politics all the time? Constantly? No. And I think there's a big frustration level among everybody. And the thing that really frustrates me is there's a segment of this society that no matter how hard you try, you can't get through to them about stuff. No matter how many scenarios you present them, no matter how many facts you give them, they don't want to hear what you're saying. They don't want to accept it. And I used to get caught up in that a lot too, where I would do that. I try very hard now not to do it. I mean, if something is wrong, it's wrong. But you can't reach some of these people. And it doesn't make any difference about how many examples you give them. It's like the conservative guy who called me up here between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. If you missed this, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. And he talks about Iraq, and he was talking about, well, Saddam was a bad guy, and we had to start somewhere. Well, no. Why did we have to start somewhere? And if you take an objective look at history, and it is an objective look at history, I mean, go read history. We traditionally, in the past, we have not cared how nasty somebody was. What we've cared about is whether they would do business with us. That's not a partisan viewpoint. That's fact. And all this division and everything that's going on, you think to yourself, man, enough already. And you try as hard as you can, but it's like throwing water on wax. Let me say one other thing, too. I didn't like everything Bill Clinton did. I think one of the most shameful things he did was the Telecom Act of 1996. But I almost wish he had never held office. You know why I wish he had never held office? Because I'm so tired of hearing this. Now, back when Bill Clinton was the president, yeah, but can't you get over that? It's 2007. How long has Bill Clinton been out of office? And at what point does the current leadership, regardless of their political party, at what point does the current leadership bear responsibility for the actions of what's going on with the United States foreign policy and domestic policy? And never mind what Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton's gone. There's nothing we can do about that. But yeah, we got to hear about it every single day. Okay. Then explain to me this. If you want to bring Bill Clinton into the equation, explain this to me. The Iraqis, 70% of the Iraqis have no clean water. Whose responsibility was that? Bill Clinton's? Did he cause that? I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on. But I won't. 8:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're looking pretty good right now, although we do have some collision activity that was just cleared up southbound I-25, so that's still pretty stacked up from 120th to 84th. Same situation if you're on those eastbound lanes of I-70 right through the I-25 corridor. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy skies expected with isolated showers and a high of 90. Right now, mostly sunny and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies, University College, offers master's degrees and undergraduate completion for...
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Can save lives when you give blood. 4,350 donors are needed each week to meet the needs of the community. Life can get busy, but giving blood is easy. So spend a little time this summer with Bonfils Blood Center. Donate before September 8th and receive a Bonfils water bottle. Call 303-363-2300 or visit bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Is your air conditioning not performing during this heat? Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control announces 20% off your diagnosis fee while it's hot. Call 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010. Cancun's licensed technicians specialize in air conditioning, plumbing, drains, and saving you money. Cancun can deal with all makes and brands, so call them today and get 20% off right now at 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010 for Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control, your air conditioning, plumbing, and drain specialist.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do care.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Renewable energy saves money, but the initial investment can be steep. That's why Colorado Radiance Corporation offers affordable financing to qualified buyers. Don't wait to get custom comfort solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
All right, Iggy. 8:41, 41 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunken in the thunderstorms and a high of 92. All right, Turk and I have been talking about this story. I want to run it by you, see what you think. 303-713-7600. Do you think there's such a thing as justifiable homicide? All right, I don't know how many of you saw this on the wire service. This was yesterday. And John and I have been tossing this back and forth now for the last 2 days. A 13-year-old girl used a shotgun. This happened in Buena Vista, Pennsylvania. The 13-year-old girl used a shotgun to fatally shoot her father in the head Monday in a home overrun with animals and filth, according to police. The girl told investigators she used a 12-gauge shotgun to shoot 34-year-old Matthew Booth in the face while he was in bed, according to a police affidavit. A police complaint did not identify a motive in the killing, but her mother, Michelle Fasick, who was separated from Booth, said she had complained several times to county child welfare officials that her daughter and her brother, 14, were living in squalor and that her daughter had been abused. I just want to see her, Fasick said. She must be so scared. Messages left for the Allegheny County Office of Children, Youth, and Families were not immediately returned. The Associated Press does not identify the victims of possible sexual abuse. The girl appeared in municipal court late Monday wearing a Maroon County jail uniform, her hands and ankles cuffed, where she was charged as an adult with criminal homicide and ordered held without bail. The house in Elizabeth Township, about 20 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, was in deplorable condition, according to authorities. They had a number of animals, dogs, cats, and rabbits. They hadn't cleaned up after them. The two-story frame house had dirty, peeling white siding, and a downstairs window was boarded up. Matthew Booth's neighbor, Suzanne Gruber, told the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette the girl had told her she had killed her father because she couldn't take it anymore. Gruber said the girl also told her she had been abused. Gloria Brown, who lives two houses down from the Booth house, said the family moved in last year. She said she offered to let the girl, who seemed shy, stay at her home. I just knew something wasn't right in the house, Brown said. She said she last saw the girl Sunday making a sandwich for her father at a birthday celebration in the Brown house. I was totally shocked when this happened. The neighbor, Suzanne Gruber, said the girl said she messed up the house to make it look like somebody had broken in, and she ended up shooting him in the face. Okay, if this guy was abusing his 13-year-old daughter, and from what you heard from the story, was she right in killing him? Was she right in shooting him? Or no?
Jason's kind of they're charging her, A, as an adult.
Yeah, I also find that to be weird.
Don't you find that to be weird?
Yeah, I think it's wrong.
She's a 13-year-old girl. Why are they charging, you know, as an adult? Because it's murder?
Well, I don't know. We'll have to ask the Law and Order crowd that likes that kind of stuff. But yeah, I guess because it's murder. It's a capital crime.
Yeah, this isn't the first story you've ever seen about some kid killing their parent over being abused.
Yeah, if it turns out he was abusing her, I say good for her. She should have shot him sooner.
I'm with you.
Anybody here disagree with me? I think that she should have shot him sooner if he was abusing her. I once admitted this on the air and got in a lot of trouble for saying this, but I'll say it again. I was 13 or 14. I had thoughts about killing my stepfather. And my mother. I love my mother, but I don't like her. Because they were mentally abusive. But is there a time where things go so far, you just don't have any choice? And can you really see taking a 13-year-old and trying her as an adult? Maybe this story doesn't move you, and maybe
what's
also
the alternative on it, Jay? What else could they do with her? You know, maybe some mental institution or something like that.
Well, I don't know. I think she should get counseling. Yeah, I think she should get mental health. Obviously, I think she should. But I'll say it again. I mean, if this guy was abusing his daughter, she's 13 years old. She takes a 12-gauge shotgun and kills him. Good for her. We got to give her a medal. See, people who abuse children, you know what? They deserve to be shot. And anybody that shoots them or beats the crap out of them, we should give them an automatic reward. There's no place for abusing children. Under what conditions and what circumstances should you abuse a child? Why would that ever be morally right? Well, look, it's not morally right to abuse anybody. But, I mean, why would you... Why this thing about... Oh... But wait, taking a life is so wrong. Well, yeah, taking an innocent life is wrong, but you're talking about a 13-year-old kid who's being who says she's being abused, or it's alleged that there's abuse there. Why would a 13-year-old simply, why would a 13-year-old shoot her father in the face? What would be the payoff for that? What would be the motivation behind doing that unless something extreme was going on?
Jay, let's bring up another hypothetical. Let's say, you know, somebody raped my wife, Stacy, or Mary. We kill them. Justifiable?
No, I wouldn't kill them.
Absolutely not?
No, I wouldn't kill them. I would hope that they would be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, even though it would emotionally upset me and would drive me crazy. And I'd want to kill them. I wouldn't do it because you don't take the law into your own hands. But that's a different situation than a 13-year-old child who is not an adult, doesn't have adult facilities, isn't able to think things through, because 13-year-olds don't have the maturity of 25 or 40-year-olds or even 50-year-olds. And anybody who says that they do is freaking lying and is trapped in a house with an authority figure who is abusing her to the point where she can't take it anymore. No, I hate rapists. But I hate child abusers, too. All right, 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons. I want to hear about this. What should happen to this 13-year-old girl? Do you think there's such a thing as justifiable homicide? 303-713-7600. Oh. Thought there was somebody there. Guess not. Okay, look. You don't get off your half moons and call on this topic. I'll just abuse you for another hour and 10 minutes. Oh, wait a minute. Haven't I been doing that since 6 o'clock this morning? Gina in traffic.
Don't let summer pass you by without one great camping trip at Colorado State Parks. There's still time to beat the city heat and enjoy two more months of great camping weather. Fun is in the forecast, so search Colorado State Parks online to reserve a campsite, cabin, or yurt today.
Thanks, Jay. Starting to see a little bit of recovery around the metro area. Looks like traffic is moving somewhat better southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen, although we had an earlier crash there, and that was fairly bogged down. Same situation if you're on eastbound I-70, anywhere between I-25 and Brighton. Again, that wreck's been moved out of the way. Slow now, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Sheridan toward Church Ranch. Same situation if you are on 225 southbound through the DTC. Weather outlook today, we're expecting partly cloudy skies with isolated showers, high of 90. Tonight, cooler temperatures.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Special agent.
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast, free quote at Esurance.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs. We use it with every dog that comes in for training.
I have three dogs on Dynavite.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. Dynavite will be a part of Maddie's diet for the rest of her life.
Go to the website at www.dynavite.com. Dynavite, D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
On Saturday and Sunday, there will be the giant prize wheel you can spin. Great prizes, no purchase necessary. So we'll see you out at the Adams County Fair this Saturday between noon and 4. And for great deals with matching down incentives, see my friends at Rockies Auto, 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Rockies has got a huge selection, over 700 vehicles on the lot for you to check out, and great people to deal with, too, like Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, and Mom and Marvin, Tom Alshear, and just a lot of good people out there to deal with. See you this Saturday, noon until 4, at the Adams County Fair. I'll be there at the Rockies booth with Shaggy and Officer Odell. See you at the Adams County Fair this Saturday.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
8:55, 55 minutes away from the top of the hour here. AM760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 92, rather. About a 20% chance. 13-year-old girl uses a shotgun to fatally shoot her father. May have been that she was abused. She was living in absolute squalor with her brother. Is there such a thing as justifiable homicide? Art in Denver says no. Art, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. I think you're headed down a slippery slope. I know your intentions are good, and I know your reaction is normal and very human. But if you start making distinctions about when it's okay to take human life by a 14-year-old, I think you're on a slippery slope. We've had a case up in Wyoming, if you recall, where the father was an IRS agent, and he was a jerk. Made the girl brush her teeth until her gums bleed. Was verbally abusive on an ongoing basis. Well, they waited in the garage. They shot through a closed garage door and killed the man when he came home. Was that right or wrong? I don't know. The point is, there's a huge support system that the country's responsible for putting in place. We're responsible for taking care of these kids, 14-year-olds, 4-year-olds. When you let kids make that distinction on their own, what should we do with the 13-year-old? Should we send her to live with her grandmother that evening? No milk and cookies for a week, and I don't mean to be glib about that. What have they done? They put her in the judicial system. They're going to find out what happened. They're going to find the facts. They're going to make a determination, and they're going to act accordingly. But once you start to make a distinction, and you say some people are allowed to take other people's lives without any process, I think you're on a slippery slope.
You know what? I think you got to be very careful about it. Number one, what should be done with her is, number one, hospitalization and medical care and a psychiatric evaluation. And we got to find out if she was indeed physically or mentally abused. But I think there are certain circumstances where, particularly when you're talking about somebody 13 years of age, where, number one, trying them as an adult is not appropriate. Number two, you know, an adult is abusing you. I mean, eventually something's got to give.
You're absolutely right, Jay. I understand that. But let me give you a different distinction here. What if a 13-year-old was being abused by a 15-year-old? Is it okay to shoot the 15-year-old? Well, what if it was an 18-year-old?
No, I don't think it's okay to shoot. No, I don't think it's okay to shoot the 15-year-old, because if a 13-year-old is being abused by a 15-year-old, there has to be some adult authority figure around who would bear ultimate responsibility. But when you've got a situation of an adult versus a kid, which is what a 13-year-old is, then you're talking about a whole different set of circumstances. Art, you're busted, because I know who you are and I love you, and I hope we have lunch together soon. I got to go get the news.
Okay, thanks.
See ya. I'd love to tell you who Art is, too. He's good people.
While you're at your computer, there's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
Don't miss the sizzling summer savings on Comcast high-speed internet. For 10 days only, call 1-800-COMCAST and get pure broadband power for only $19.99 a month through the end of the year. That's right, you'll get 6 months of savings. LastPass DSL with download speeds up to 6 megabits per second. And Comcast makes fast even faster with Power Boost. Bursts of extra download speed just when you need it. Use the power of pure broadband and Comcast.net to enhance your summer. Explore travel destinations. Hear the latest music, or share your summer fun with video mail. Plus, keep your computer and your family safe with included McAfee security features, including personal firewall and virus protection. Hurry, don't miss this sizzling summer sale. Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month through the end of the year. Call 1-800-COMCAST by July 20th. Offer available to new customers only, not available in all areas, and restrictions apply. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Call Comcast for details.
760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Some familiar faces from the recent military past testifying before a House panel this morning as it examines again the death of football player turned soldier Pat Tillman. Let's go live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said he doesn't remember learning how Tillman died until shortly before the family was told, and didn't remember seeing a top-level memo that it was friendly fire.
Certainly the truth was owed to the memory of the man whose valor, dedication, and sacrifice to his country remains an example for all.
Committee Chairman Democrat Henry Waxman said there are more answers needed.
Why did it take over a month for the leadership of the Defense Department to tell the public the truth?
The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs just testified he knew it may have been friendly fire, but said it was the Army's job to tell the family. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Domestic surveillance on the breakfast menu at the White House this morning. Let's get that story live from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, President Bush wants authority for warrantless monitoring of international phone calls and emails between foreign terror suspects and anyone in the U.S. Following that breakfast with the president, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell backed the idea.
I think there's a bipartisan agreement that it needs to be done, and that it needs to be done this week in order to protect us here at home.
Democrats, though, favor a plan calling for a special intelligence court to oversee certain wiretapping. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Another very bloody day in Iraq. A series of bomb blasts has killed at least 70 people and wounded scores more. As CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi reports from Baghdad, the worst of the attacks involved a big truck.
A fuel tanker packed with explosives was detonated in the middle of a line of cars waiting to get gasoline at a gas station in central Baghdad today. It was in the Mansour district, which is normally considered, or has been for some time now, quite safe.
In a disquieting political development, the largest bloc of Sunni politicians has pulled out of the Iraqi government of Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Well, in the end, there was just too much money. Rupert Murdoch's $5 billion bid has been accepted, meaning he is adding Dow Jones, the Wall Street Journal, to his media empire. Media industry writer Ken Oletta says there are fears that Murdoch will use a heavy hand in running one of the country's most respected papers.
It's less about what Murdoch will reach in and say, do this, than it is anticipatory.
what his editors will do to try and please the boss. Are they going to do the investigative story on the News Corp that Murdoch owns? Are they going to do the investigative story on places that where Murdoch has real business interests, like China?
It's a surprise to most analysts. The National Association of Realtors says last month the pending sales of U.S. homes took an unexpected jump. And though it was the 5% increase, the largest monthly gain in more than 3 years, still below the level of a year ago. On Wall Street right now, stocks have turned down. The Dow is off 37 points and the NASDAQ is down 19. This is CBS News.
Will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers six standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star frontal and side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A federal judge is questioning Whole Food Market's argument that it should be permitted to buy its rival, Boulder-based Wild Oats. Federal Trade Commission claims the two companies compete in a specific market for natural and organic food, and their combination would lead to reduced service and increased prices. But an expert witness called by the two companies disputes that contention, saying the two chains compete with other grocers as well, like Safeway and Trader Joe's. A pastor from a suburban Dallas megachurch will try out for the position of senior pastor at New Life Church. The Springs Church has seen its attendance drop by more than a quarter after the firing of disgraced church founder Ted Haggard. And 2 years after its $700 million automated baggage handling system was completely scrapped, DIA officials have now announced plans for a new, more modest system. The new $30 million system would connect the terminal to one of the concourses as part of a $1 billion airport expansion project. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Still fairly stacked up southbound I-25 through the Thornton North Glen area. That earlier wreck out of the way, but traffic is still very tough there from 104th to 84th. Still have a lot of company as well if you're trying to get into downtown 58 to Spear. And we've got a considerable amount of traffic on the westbound side of the Boulder Turnpike crossing Broomfield. Weather outlook today, you can expect partly cloudy skies with isolated showers and a high of 90. Tonight, that cool front moves in, bringing us cooler temperatures, cloudy skies, and rain showers overnight. Low of...
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
92, about a 20% chance of that happening. J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I don't even know why I'm going to answer this. Again, it's my best, better judgment to do this, but I get these emails from these right-wing guys, and that's okay. And there's nothing wrong with being conservative. But I consider right-wing different than conservative. I think old-line conservatism, as envisioned by Edmund Burke and also Barry Goldwater, has some very, very good valid points to it. But I get this guy, Rich, who emails me. I never answer his emails, basically, because they're nonsensical. But he says, well, you're such a hypocrite, Jay, because yesterday you're talking about the Russia judgment of Michael Vick, and now here you are talking about this 13-year-old girl. I never said that she was guilty or innocent. I don't know what the case is. I don't know if she's innocent or guilty. Basically, what I'm doing is just using the story to set up a hypothetical situation in which, if you look at it, is there such a thing as justifiable homicide? If somebody, particularly a kid, is pushed too far because they're in an abusive situation, I mean, is it understandable what they would end up doing if they would choose to do what apparently this 13-year-old has done, allegedly has done, which is to shoot her father in the head? And also the idea of trying a 13-year-old as an adult. But I'm not passing judgment on whether she's guilty or not guilty, but apparently, Rich, in all the stupid, idiotic emails that you send me, apparently you left that part out, or you chose to leave it out, or you didn't listen to what I was saying, which doesn't shock me, because that's generally how a lot of you folks operate. You sit out there like vultures and nitpick, and it's ridiculous. And now even sitting here talking about it, I've lost a couple of calls. 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones about this. And we go to Vince in Westminster. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Great, great. I'm going to say justifiable, no. Mitigating circumstance, absolutely. Reason I wouldn't choose the term justifiable is probably along the lines of what Art said, but certainly, some would look at this as an outright cold-blooded murder, alleged, because we don't know what happened. But, he's, I believe, sleeping, and so they would call it cold-blooded murder, and for her to, if she endured what she's claiming to have endured, then certainly the psyche is strange. We're, very complex. So to me, for her to just lose it and go there, I can understand that. I think it's akin to the bad wife in some ways, that submits, if you will, to this control and begins to live a life that she doesn't realize she can escape.
Well, that would be an interesting example. If a woman is being beaten by her husband and mentally abused and also physically abused, and this is going on day in and day out, and then one day she just clicks or something snaps, and she kills him.
Right. I think it's mitigating circumstance.
Well, do you charge her with homicide, or do you say, she was backed into a corner, she had no choice, and so she shot and killed the guy.
Well, the logical person would probably say she had plenty of choice, and when she went to the grocery store, why didn't she get help, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's a lot more to it when they fall into that, when you take the love factor and how strong that emotion is in and of itself, that basically sets the trap for what they wind up finding themselves in. Just real quick, last night on TV they had, on one of the 2020s or whatever it was, they actually showed this woman and this kid actually filmed his mother being beat with a belt by her husband. And black and blue, the whole thing. And I mean, and she was, and it was basically, the story was on, if you will, slavery of sort, I guess you'd say. And basically, the logical person is looking at that and saying, well, why didn't she leave? And even the kids knew that it was wrong. And it was ultimately her kids that, basically saved her, the younger kid, by filming this. This beating, and unbeknownst to the dad, of course, and this was from my understanding, a six-figure family, blah blah blah, I'm sitting there looking at this, and if you could have seen it, I couldn't believe they showed it, number one, but if you could have seen it, you just went, oh my God, how could she endure, and of course her children went through it with her, And in her mind, she's trapped. And so if that woman snaps and would have killed this guy, thank God the guy got like 36 years for something like the worst term or the most time for a person that was not convicted of a murder, but domestic dispute, domestic violence. So I can understand how a person could, you know, find themselves in that and then one day snap. And that's why I would say mitigating circumstance. Therefore, you're leaving it open to individual cases and judging them as such. I, however, am absolutely in agreement. Let's stop charging children as adults. If we're going, let's make up our mind and don't send them next message. If you're going to call them adults because they're a teenager, then damn it, go ahead and give them driver's license and all the other rights that we have as adults. Obviously, because I do something that I'm going to have to live with for the rest of my life and I haven't the ability to stop and try and figure out and figure other ways to handle the situation. Some have the power to do it and go tell a teacher or whatever. Others don't for whatever reasons. But that does not make them an adult.
Well, abused women that I've talked to, and also some abused kids, they always tell me the same story, that they feel trapped, that they are scared that if they leave or if they were to take off, that their abusive spouse or their parent would kill them.
Or their loved one. That's a big one.
Or they would kill their sister or their brother or their kids or whatever the case is. And then you're right. I also agree with you, too, about the idea. And I don't know where this started, this idea where you take 13-year-olds and you charge them as adults. Because if you're gonna claim that a 13-year-old's an adult, then why don't we just give them all the adult privileges?
Absolutely. And real quick, where I think it started is really when it comes down to it is people who wanted, and politicians, DAs, wanted to proclaim that they're really tough on crime. And I think it started some time ago when we started, you know, having some of these guys take on these types of cases. And it's insane to me. I mean, and you know, you've got kids now who are accused of rape because they are, you know, adolescents. And I saw on the internet real quick a kid who patted a girl on the butt. And it turns out that, you know, even she recanted and said, well, yeah, everybody does it here. It was some way of them saying hello or something in junior high school. And they charged this kid with rape or molestation. It was insane. And you could have seen him. He looked like Harry Potter, straight-A student. I mean, we've lost our minds.
Well, because the public demands easy answers to complex questions.
Absolutely.
Vince, thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you, man.
All right. Maybe we have some abused women who want to come forward and talk about this. Let's go to Mary Ellen from the Pendulum Foundation. Mary Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to talk a little bit about two of our kids that are serving life without parole for killing an abusive parent. So the idea that in Colorado that we offer mitigating circumstances or whatever for these kids, we don't do it.
No, we don't. Most states don't do it.
Well, some of them are a little bit better than Colorado. Our problem in Colorado is that the district attorneys can take a kid after the age of 14 and without hearing all of the details on abuse or whatever, they can direct file them into adult court.
See, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely frickin' ridiculous. How do you make that stick? Okay, so if you want to try a 14-year-old as an adult, then gee, can a 14-year-old go get a whiskey?
No, but they say if they're old enough to do the crime, they're old enough to do that.
Yeah, right. And, yeah, I mean, that's like a bumper sticker soundbite mentality that is absolute. It's BS.
Well, it is. And I think what's happening is the defense or the prosecutors are really on the run about this one because, you know, there are mitigating circumstances. And in the case of the two kids that we're talking about, when we say that they can go to social services or whatever, Jay, they did. and nobody helped them do anything. These kids feel really, really trapped, and the evidence of abuse is there for anybody who wants to see it, teachers, anybody. The Tess Dam case is another example where that kid was abused. She tried to reach out. Nobody does anything. These kids are 14, 15, 16 years old. They don't have the brain capacity of an adult. What are they going to do? They're backed into a corner. We treat battered children worse than we do battered women. We'll make excuses for them, but we will not make excuses for battered children, and we lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah, and I've never understood that. Now, these two kids that are serving, they're serving life?
Yeah, they're serving life, after all.
How old are they?
One is now 29 and the other's about 24. One has been behind bars now. His name's Jacob Ein. He's been behind bars now half of his life. And there is no chance. I mean, they will stay behind bars forever.
And where is he doing time?
He's doing time in Lyman, and the other kid is doing time in Sterling. And I will tell you something else, Jay, about these kids. They end up spending years and years and years in control units. They'll go into and those are like the supermax prisons. They'll go in there for protection or because they get involved with gangs or something like that. Jay, if you went in at 14 or 15 years old, what would you do to protect yourself?
Become a better criminal, become a more violent human being.
Absolutely.
And do what I had to do.
Absolutely. And what we're trying to do is get the word out and just say there has to be something different. We have to make changes. The way we treat our children says something about who we are as a society. We can't do this to these kids. These kids were middle-class kids, Jacob and this other kid. They tried to live normal lives. Everybody knew what was going on in those households.
Boy, in Jacob's case, what was going on? His parents were his father or his mother, or what was going on? Were they abusing him?
Yeah, they were abusing him, and it was his mother and his stepfather, and there is no doubt both were even sexually abusing him.
Oh, so what did he do? He killed them?
Yeah, he killed them. He hired somebody to kill them, and when that didn't work, he killed them himself.
Well, we should have given him a medal, not life in prison.
That's what we try to say, is these kids need help. And Jacob in particular has had a really tough time inside prison. 8 years in a supermax prison. 8 years.
He has no shot at any kind of parole.
No. And what the Pendulum Foundation is trying to do is to change those laws. We're even considering a ballot initiative because people have said what happened to these kids is wrong. But we will not go back retroactively and change the sentences or even have a hearing for the 45 kids that are serving life without parole. We think that the Jacobs and the Nathan Ibanez's, those sorts of kids, do deserve a second chance or at least a hearing. And, Jay, we've had national and international attention on this. They think Colorado is crazy. They don't understand what we're doing here.
Have you talked to the governor about this?
Yeah. Well, actually, we've talked to him in the past, and we are fans of Governor Owens. Governor Ritter, we certainly weren't of Governor Owens. He's pretty hardcore on the retroactivity thing. And what we have ever asked is a hearing or some sort of a board or something, and he's considering a juvenile clemency board to bring some of these cases in front of him. But that doesn't mean that they'll be out or get their sentences commuted, anything like that. And we think for kids who have endured lifetimes of abuse, to lock them up in the system for a further lifetime of abuse is really abhorrent.
Yeah. Something that smacks of the Stasi is what it smacks of. It smacks of like getting in trouble in Cuba or something, and spending your entire life behind bars. I mean, what? With the second kid that you named, how old is he?
He's about 24 now, I believe.
And what was his circumstances?
His mother was extremely abusive to him, and there was sexual abuse, too. Now, Jacob had a 6-week trial, and some of this abuse was brought out. And the jurors said, we thought that Jacob, we didn't think he should get any time in prison, some of them said. And they thought that the judge would be fair with Jacob. The judge had no discretion. She had to sentence him to a mandatory life without parole sentence. The other kid, Nathan, he had a 3-day trial. None of this was brought up. The jurors afterwards, one in particular, he's been haunted by this. He said, if we had known what was going on in that household, we'd have never convicted him. And family and friends went to social services about this. They went to the sheriff's department about Nathan's case. It's documented, and nobody did anything.
So they decide this kid's entire fate in 3 days?
Yeah, they did. And it was a mandatory life without parole sentence. And so
you can't appeal any of this. You can't get any of this over. You can't take this back to court. You can't.
Oh yeah, you can. And they have. But the chances for overturning something on appeal, Jay, are really, really minimal. Nathan's been very lucky. The owner of Rolling Stone has taken on Nathan's case, and so he's paying for his appeal. But that's no way to run a justice system.
Well, what's happening with Jacob?
Jacob, actually, nothing is happening with him. He's got an ineffective assistance of counsel, and
What do you mean ineffective assistance? In other words, you don't have one.
Yeah, that's appeal. But all of these guys try for that appeal. It's very, very difficult to get something overturned because of ineffective assistance of counsel. You can be sleeping. You can be on drugs. You can be doing anything like that.
Well, a lot of times, when you go back and look at a lot of this stuff, a lot of times, particularly if you use a public defender, some of these public defenders, not all of them, I mean, I know some that have really worked their cans off,
mm-hmm.
but they've had cases, capital crimes, where the public defender has been asleep during the trial, sleeping with the prosecution.
Absolutely.
Numerous other things. Well, all right, for those of us who want to find out more information about this, how do we find out about your organization?
Go to pendulumfoundation.com, and Jay, I'd love to send you a DVD of When Kids Get Life, the Frontline documentary, if you'd give me your address off the air.
Yeah, but be more than happy to. I'll tell you something else, too. I would love to talk to Jacob on the air. Can he make a phone call from there?
Certainly. What I can do, if you're interested in this, he'd love to do that. He really feels very strongly that this issue has to be out there, not because of him, but because of everybody else. So I can set that up for you. It may not be tomorrow or next week because they have rules from the facilities, but I'll do it for you, Jay. Absolutely.
Well, I'd love to not only, I'd love to not only put him on, I'd like to go out there and talk to him.
You can do that, too. We can set that up for you. And I also wrote a book about him, and I will send that to you. Jacob is a very, very dear adult, and he deserves better than what he got. And that's why I fight so hard for him and for all of these
So let me cap this off real quick. So his case is sitting on appeal. There's no appeal. What's going on?
No, it's sitting on appeal, ineffective assistance of counsel. But that's been for the last 3 or 4 years. Nothing has happened.
Well, why hasn't something been decided on it?
Because they haven't even filed the ineffective assistance yet. And the lawyers actually who are doing that, they're very good attorneys. They're doing that Tim Masters case. So that's the case where the destroyed evidence... and so they're really, really busy with that. That's the way our system is, Jay. It works well in theory. It doesn't work well in practice.
All right, we got to talk more. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll set all this up, and John Turk will give you the information on where to send the stuff. And I definitely want to put him on, I definitely want to talk to him.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Mary,
you,
Ellen, thank you. Hold on.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost.
Dial 1-800-220-4155.
We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
The free offer. Improve the quality of your life, elevate your energy level, increase your stamina, and most importantly, boost your sex life. We'll give you a number to call to receive a 15-day supply of Libido for free. Libido is an all-natural supplement containing our patented blend of synergistic ingredients, clinically proven to boost physical, mental, and sexual energy. Don't let age stop you from living life to the fullest. Call now and feel the power of Libido. You will not be disappointed. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO now and receive a 15-day supply of Libido for free. That's 1-866-4-LIBIDO. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-LIBIDO.
Is that an ad for a male enhancement drug? Are you kidding me? Let me get some of that for John. He needs that. So does Alex. 9:20. 9:28, 20 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Don't you, John? When the moment calls. But it's just not right. Okay, anyway. Hey, think about the things that... Well, geez, that hurt. Think about the things that have become obsolete in our lifetime. Like my sex life. VCRs replaced by TiVos, and Ataris replaced by Xboxes, and you can just go on and on about all the stuff we don't use. We don't use 8-track tapes. Nobody has cassettes anymore. CDs are on the way out. Corrective vision, though, is not on the way out, and it's not some far-off futuristic dream. It's happening right now, and Icon's experienced surgeons at Icon Laser can help you make glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye, and Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down, no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like IntraLase, bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK by calling them. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And they now have an office in Loveland, too, by the way. So check them out. Find out about them. Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, denver.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, you got to know in the annals of radio, you have to know at 9:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, you're working in the big time when they're running male enhancement ads on your radio station. Yeah, exactly. Especially for those of us who are baby boomers who are desperately and disgustingly trying to hang on to our youth. So if we can't, okay, gone. No one heard that. You didn't hear that, did you, Gina?
Certainly did.
Are you offended?
She can hear what's not in delay.
Are you offended, Gina?
No.
That's true, though, about baby boomers.
Really?
Yeah, I think we're a bunch of disgusting people, and I'll get back to this thing about the kids and the 13-year-old in jail. But and I thank Mary Ellen for calling in. I think we're a bunch of disgusting people. I'm tired of hearing about us. I'm tired of hearing about all of our problems. I'm tired of hearing about all of our gripes and groans. I'm sick of it. Aren't you?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it from that viewpoint.
Don't you get tired
viewpoint.
Of hearing it? I mean, it's like it's all over television. It's all over magazines. It's all in the print media. Yeah.
I haven't noticed
boomers.
That. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just the problems?
Just everything about us. I mean, for God's sakes, no wonder this radio station has nobody the age of about 19 listening. If you had a bunch of baby boomers on this radio station, how can a 19-year-old relate to us?
True.
That'd fire us all and get like 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds to do this.
Really? Talking about politics? Are they
talking about anything?
Are they interested?
Yes, I think young people are tremendously interested, and polls indicate that they are tremendously interested. But instead, what you've got is you've got a bunch of guys on the radio who need dental replacements. No, seriously.
Well, I am tired of hearing those kind of ads.
Hi, Jay Marvin for the Ace Dental Clinic. You know, when my uppers and lowers and my bridge collapsed, I mean, that's what it's about. Do you get tired of that crap?
Yeah, I'm sick of all the drug ads on television.
Oh, I am too. Restless leg syndrome? Overactive bladder?
And on and on and on.
All that stuff.
Is there really something called restless leg syndrome?
Yeah. There is.
I think I have it. I've never heard of it until you just said it. At night, my legs always, like, drives me crazy. And Stacy.
The drug company wants you to believe you have it.
Well, I'll go see your doctor, then.
It's so bad my toenails cut holes in the sheets.
Well, okay, you've got two. Then you've got three things you can do. One, you can live with it. Two, you can take a handful of lewds, like M&Ms, and swallow those every night, so you'll be so sedated and stoned that your legs won't want to move, or you can go get something for restless leg syndrome.
The lewds sound pretty good.
God, I always hate people who did Reds and, you know, all that kind of second all and all that. And see, that's, here we go again. We're doing like, you know, it's like a boomer topic. Right? I mean, 19-year-olds don't do that stuff these days, do they?
I don't think so. They have, I guess they have better stuff
now.
Sure,
they do. They do even more hardcore drugs nowadays.
Ecstasy?
Meth, X, Molly, you name it, they're doing it.
I'll tell you when you're screwed. You know when you're screwed? You're screwed when you go to the Park Meadows Mall and you look into the Abercrombie and Finch store, and all that stuff is for people who are half your age.
And half your size.
Well, I've got almost only 50 pounds left to go, which I'm having an incredible time trying to get off, but I've only got 50 pounds to go to beat the size problem. Nothing is going to help the age problem. I mean, I'm headed towards a dirt nap whether I like it or not. What?
Jay.
It's true.
You're a long way from that.
What, from a dirt nap?
Yes.
Oh, you know, that's something you can't predict.
True, but I'm talking from the standpoint of health and youth. You're not that old. You're barely middle-aged.
So it could turn out, Gina, that I'll know the answer to the unanswerable before you will.
Really? Could
sure.
be. Could
what,
be.
If, what if I get there and it's not what you think it's supposed to be, and I send you a message, and I tell you, Gina, here's a sign. You know, I write it like in your plate of spaghetti or something. It's all a lie. What are you going to do then?
That will not happen.
How do you know?
How do you know it won't happen the other way?
Well, if it does, then you can put suntan oil on my on my grave. Well, I'm not having a grave. I'm going to be cremated and have my ashes scattered in a trash dump somewhere in Lublin.
Oh. Mary won't allow that.
I'm going to have Keith Richards snort them. All right, it's 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour. I want to get to these calls about kids, and there's a bunch of people who are hanging on and have been hanging on. So let's stop being self-centered, rude, and baby boomish, and get to the traffic.
All right. Well, so far it's great. Typical for this time of the morning, not a lot going on. Westbound I-70, still a little sluggish between Washington Street and I-25, and, of course, that same slow pocket downtown on southbound I-25. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies with isolated showers, looking for a high of 90. Tonight we'll have a cool front moving in, go down to 62, get some rain showers. Right now, mostly sunny and 79. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Experience waterside living at South Shore and join us for the Parade of Homes, now through Labor Day. Exit E-470 on East...
Get the good stuff!
There's no place like the garage, but sometimes there's no place messier than the garage. That's why now is a great time to swing by your local Napa Auto Parts store to pick up some Scotch shop towels for just $1.55 a roll. These thick blue towels are soft and absorbent, great for the grease, oil, and grime that are part of every garage. Pick up your Scotch shop towels today for just $1.55 a roll at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, speaking of baby boomers, it's Jerry Garcia's birthday, and we didn't want to get out of here without saying happy birthday to Jerry. Gone, but never forgotten. It's a cliche, but it's very true. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 92. And this happens to be one of my favorite Dead songs, too. Okay. We're talking about this 13-year-old girl, and we were just bringing up the idea that homicide, is there such a thing as justifiable homicide? In other words, you get a kid, 13 years old, and they're being abused by their parents or their father. So they strike back, they kill, and then, bang, they're in trouble or charged with a capital crime. Also, the idea of charging a child or children, which you're 13, you're a child. It's children. How do you charge them as adults? Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Two things off topic really quick. Dark leafy green for restless leg syndrome.
Really?
Collard, spinach, turnip greens, all that stuff. It's the minerals and vitamins in it. I have restless leg syndrome myself, and that's one of the best things.
Hmm.
It helped out a lot.
Well, it's better than taking prescribed pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, I don't company as much as possible.
I hear you.
The other thing, I heard your LASIK surgery.
Yeah.
If you're trying to put in like tubular skylights or something, there's angles and reflective surfaces. People who wear glasses have a really hard time seeing it. My old boss, before I got my own company, he always had a hard time getting the angles right. He went and had LASIK, and he could get those angles right on because it corrected the optical illusion he was getting with his glasses.
You know, I've heard that before too, and I'll tell you something. I have two or three friends that have gone to Icon LASIK and have had fabulous results, and they say that all of that kind of stuff goes away, that it all stops.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't have it myself, but I watched my former boss. He was just ecstatic about the differences in not having to put on his glasses, not losing a pair of glasses, and being able to see the angles that he couldn't see before.
Yeah, I think about having it done.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, anybody who's in the construction field should definitely do it. If you can afford it, you should definitely do it. It really helps out in the work.
All right, man. Thanks for the good tips.
So the other bit, Uniform Code of Military Justice, authorized use of deadly force, protection of self, protection of others, protection of government property. I think the first two apply to most cases of abuse. You're protecting yourself, or if your children are there, you're protecting your children. But doing it after the fact, I mean, doing it while the thing is happening. If they're getting ready to beat you, you whip out a knife and you pop them in the chest, that's justifiable. Calling somebody up and putting a hit out on them, that's not justifiable. That's premeditated thinking about it when you could just as easily pick up the phone and call a cop.
Yeah, but don't the weak, and when I say the weak, I don't mean that kids are weak, but what I'm saying is when you're 13, when you're 14, when you're 12 or whatever, and you're dealing with an adult, don't the weak often, you know, plot to try to get the upper hand on the strong when they think that the time is advantageous?
Oh, most definitely.
And wouldn't their end thought be, okay, no matter what goes on here, I just have to put an end to this because I can't take it anymore?
Yeah, and that also breaks down the same thing. There's a difference between an adult and a child. I mean, the justifiable homicide for an adult would be completely different than for a child, because a child, it's proven fact that their brain thinks in a different way. It's more of a reactionary than a cause and effect action.
Okay, then why do we even have that in the state? Why do we have the idea in the state of charging children as adults? Why do we permit any of this to go on?
First of all, I think that's completely wrong, because if they can't vote to make the laws, then they shouldn't be charged for an adult law, because they can't vote for it in the first place. So that's totally against their rights to begin with.
Now, here's the thing I don't know. Do we change that law through the legislature? Is that how that law has to be changed? Or is that an individual county thing? Or how does that work? And if anybody knows, I wish they would call. Because I'd love to get, like, in touch with Morgan Carroll or Joe Rice or... And ask them, or Andrew Romanoff or somebody, and ask them, you know, why don't you change this, because it doesn't make any sense?
Yeah, well, it doesn't, because the child-adult lines have blurred so much. We can try a 14-year-old as an adult, but they can't smoke cigarettes until they're 18. They can't vote till they're 18. They can't drink till they're 21. They can own a rifle when they're 16, but not a handgun until they're 21. Where is the line? Maybe we should just make it a test. Okay, here, you take this test. This shows you're mature enough to be considered an adult, whether you're 14 or you're 21. You have these rights. Here's your license. Adulthood, I've got a friend that states specifically, adulthood should be a licensed venture, because there are some adults that are still act like children and continue to make decisions like children. And, the lines are so blurred, making a solid date as an adult child, it confuses everything. Because I know plenty of 18-year-olds that make decisions like an adult, but plenty of 18-year-olds on the same sense that make decisions like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I just don't get why anybody would think that this would work. That you would view a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old as being an adult. How does that work? I don't understand how they think that that's right.
Well, here's another question for you. You, the last lady that was on, she made a couple points that made me think about it. A 14-year-old, it's life in prison. You know what life to a 14-year-old is? 14 years. I've been alive for 14 years. That's what life is. So when he's 28, should that be his life? You are sentenced to how old you are right now. Now you'll know what life is. It's kind of confusing. You know, when I was 16, somebody said, you're getting life in prison. Hell, 1 year would have been life for me. One year of not having freedom would have been life for me. That's a huge, huge lesson. Just you can't give life to somebody who's only been on this planet for 14 years. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, none of this makes any sense. Darren, thank you, man. Great call.
You're welcome. Hey, I'll talk to you later, Jay.
All right, man, you got it. Thanks. Boy, good call. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi.
These same gutless prosecutors who are trying to throw the book at this girl would be treating the abuser with kid gloves if they had that case, which is what starts the problem to begin with, is the abuse. When you're in an abuse situation as a child in a home, it's kind of like you're in a hostage situation. If you get an opportunity to take a shot at your kidnapper, hostage taker, whatever you want to call him, in this case it was her dad, you take your shot.
Yeah.
That's what this girl did, and more power to her. Give her some counseling to help her get over this trauma like you would somebody that came back from being a hostage in the Middle East. And, you know, send her on her way. Give her a medal for taking this scumbag off the streets. And these prosecutors, I can't tell you how gutless I think they are. They routinely slap on the wrist abusers of children and women in the home, and now they want to throw the book at this girl? Give me a break.
Well, it's like I said to Darren. I mean, yeah. You know, it doesn't make sense because she's a child, and it doesn't make sense to try any child as an adult. And then the other thing is, you're right about that. I mean, when you pit the weak against the strong, which would be a child against an adult, the child is going to take, and not logically so, but is going to.
She's got to take her shot when she
can
get it.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to take it when you can get it. And any of us would do exactly the same thing, would we not?
That's right. You can't. She can't fight him one-on-one in a straight-up physical confrontation. She's got to wait till he's asleep, till, you know, he's being surprised, taken by surprise, or some other situation where she's got the upper hand. She's 13 years old and she's female. I mean, these prosecutors, it's though they've never lived on the planet Earth.
Well, you know, it isn't so much them. You know who it is? It's lawmakers.
Yeah.
Who put this stuff together. And so the thing is, what I think we need to do is I think we need to find out how this happened, and I think we need to seriously find out how to unwind this and get it changed. And I would love these jail them all people and prosecute them all people. I'd love to sit down and have a discussion with them about 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds and 12-year-olds and 15-year-olds, particularly if they have kids. Dan, thank you, man.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles.
Up close and personal.
Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Rocky's 63rd and Federal. They're open tonight until 9 and every Monday through Saturday from 9 until 9. Huge selection of vehicles out there, over 700 of the cleanest late model previously owned trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And go out there and see my friends, the Shear Brothers, Colby Harris, Frankie Herrera, all the gang who works out of Rockies. They'll take care of you. And I'll see you this Saturday at the Adams County Fair. That's noon until 4. Come on out. Win prizes. Say hello. Love to see you. That's this Saturday.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Fifty-three minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunder showers. High today, 92. 20% chance that's going to happen. All right, we're talking about kids and abusive kids, and what happens if they commit murder. And let's go to Krista in Littleton. Krista, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. When I was 9 years old, I was physically and mentally abused by my 13-year-old stepmother. And he told me repeatedly that if I ever told anybody, he would kill me. And when you're that young and someone is doing this kind of stuff to you, you believe him. I mean, I honestly believed I could not tell the police. I could not tell my parents that even if I told anybody, he would still get to me and still kill me. You feel really helpless.
Did you ever talk to your parents about this or no?
Yeah. Finally, after about 6 months, my stepfather was in another room. My stepbrother was downstairs. And I went into my mom's room, closed the door, got on the bed next door, and I whispered everything because I felt like if he could hear it, he would come in and take me away from her and kill me. I mean, I felt like nobody could protect me from it.
What kind of mental abuse?
Well, a lot of it was power trips. He had me take off all my clothes while he held a screwdriver to my neck. And it was not sexual. It was more a power thing. And he made sure that I knew that I couldn't do anything to protect myself. I had no power.
Did you ever think about killing him?
I don't remember. I'm sure if I'd been a little bit older, if it had gone on longer than the 6 months, I might have gotten to that point. As it was, I probably would have been very happy if he was dead, but it wasn't occurring to me to think about it myself.
And so did your mother put a stop to it?
She went and told my stepfather. He got so mad, he punched a hole through the wall, and they sent my stepbrother to live with his mom. And they took me out of school for a couple of weeks and sent me to my grandparents while they got everything handled. So it was pretty messy.
Yeah, where's your stepbrother now?
I don't know.
Oh, he's doing 10 to life in Lyman. No, seriously, you don't know where he is?
The last I heard about it, when he was in college, he had this girlfriend, and he told her that if she ever left him, he'd kill himself. So, of course, that scared her off, and she left him. And he drove his mother's Jag straight into a brick wall and walked away fine. But I'll tell you this. Every once in a while now, I do consider finding out where he is and getting rid of him, because I don't think he should have children.
But you know you can't.
3 years later.
Yeah,
no,
you know you
but
can't.
But I do think about it.
Did you ever get counseling for this?
Yeah, actually, I lived in L.A. for 7 years, and I started seeing a therapist while I was there. I told her pretty much my entire childhood, and she had the greatest quote. It was, "It is abnormal that I turned out as normal as I did." So.
You married with kids of your own?
No, I'm single with a cat. I'm very picky. My mom got married really young. She had me when she was 21, so I don't know. I've been waiting. I don't ever want to get divorced.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you had to go through all of that, and I applaud your courage for and ingenuity for surviving it, and also for having the guts to call up here and even talk about it. Thank you, and I hope you'll call again on something else, you know?
Oh, I don't even listen to music anymore ever since I found your station. So.
Well, we love you, too. Take care.
Have a good day. Bye.
All right.
What's happening, Special Agent?
I've discovered something that lots of auto insurance companies don't want you to know. You can switch your auto insurance anytime. Fortunately, Esurance wants to get the word out to help drivers save time and money on auto insurance.
Copy that. But you can switch your auto insurance anytime, even before your other policy expires?
You sure can. There's no reason to pay too much for auto insurance a day longer than you have to.
I bet that's why over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance, and thousands more switch every week.
That's right. At Esurance.com, you can see your savings right away. With fast quotes and instant comparisons to other companies' prices, you'll know you're getting the best deal on auto insurance.
And if I want to switch to Esurance?
Just buy your Esurance policy and you can find out more about canceling your other coverage.
How much money could I save with Esurance?
Many drivers save hundreds of dollars a year with Esurance.
Well, who wouldn't want to switch and save today? Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com.